Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Always takes time to begin to get a clear picture of what government or different corporations, different organizations are doing. I knew that this was a psyop from the very beginning, starting last week. And now I'm more sure than ever this is a complete government hoax, just like the 1976 swine flu outbreak at a U.S. military base. Just like the 1918 broke out of a U.S. military base. And they said, basically, this is the end of the world. This is going to kill tens of millions of people. You've got to take the shots. And the flu killed no one, but the shots killed a bunch of people, and that's on record. But we have seen massive military takeover drills, real military checkpoints from Tennessee to California, FEMA drills coinciding for the last 3 weeks into the next 2 weeks in every county, every city for a flu outbreak. That's a big article we should do. I've got them all here in the stacks from the last few weeks where we kept seeing FEMA doing drills and the news showing how FEMA was doing drills for a massive flu pandemic and preparing mass graves and setting it up with the cemeteries and getting ready for martial law and quarantine and scaring the police and getting everybody ready for federal control. And then magically, boom, there's a few deaths in Mexico, and the fear-mongering begins. There's been one death in the U.S. They're now saying 12 deaths. Some say 7, 9, 12, whatever, less than 20 deaths. They've tested the other couple hundred dead people, and it's pneumonia. The common cold kills hundreds and hundreds and hundreds any day of the week in Mexico City, a 30-plus million people, biggest city in the world. And when it's flu season, you might have thousands dying in a week in Mexico City. You've got thousands dying at the peak of the flu season in just a few weeks here in the United States. 30-plus million. Every time I say that, I get emails going, you said there was 28 million or there was 35 million. Whatever, folks. They debate the number of people in Mexico City. What is it, 28 million metro, according to the CIA fact book, and 35 million total with the suburbs, whatever. You got 30-plus million people crowded in there. Of course you're going to have, in the last few weeks, hundreds of deaths from pneumonia and regular colds. They have a lot of respiratory problems down there. Meanwhile, you can debate whether it's 15,000 or 35,000 deaths a year. It gyrates in the United States. Let's just say it's thousands and thousands from flu every year. Meanwhile, one death. And they're talking about just quarantining U.S. cities, martial law, lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got CNN. I've got Fox. I've got CBS. I've got ABC News, AP, Reuters, Time Magazine, Newsweek. Literally every major publication, U.S. News and World Report, they're saying the government is preparing with the BATF, FBI, local police, state police to lock down every U.S. city. We might lock down one town or one city or one state, or we might lock down entire areas of the country because this thing's deadly, and if it spreads to one more nation, that'll be level 6 pandemic. On and on and on and on. And Reuters reported last night, we're about to go to level 6. Well, we told you 2 days ago, we got the internal documents out of Texas. They're already at level 6. They're just not telling you. That's why you don't see any cops on the roads for a week straight now. They're all, literally, I've seen no police in Austin. None. They're usually everywhere, writing tickets and feeding, like piranha. Like piranhas on a big fat hog that fell into the Amazon. Well, they're all meeting and guarding the Tamiflu and freaking out and practicing going under federal control in a ritual of tyranny. We'll come back, break it all down. Big show lined up.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I may be proven wrong, but I rarely am. But I hope I'm right. I'm really becoming confident that this is absolutely, completely a massive criminal hoax on the part of the charlatans that run our planet. Another psychological operation. You have the Tea Parties that are bipartisan. 98% of Americans in major polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress against the banker takeover. The banks are getting ready to take trillions and trillions more. They're stealing over $1.5 trillion a month. The American people are upset about the MIAC report and the Department of Homeland Security reports, saying Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, gun owners, people buying ammo, returning veterans are the number one enemy of Homeland Security. And that the federal government exists to basically suppress the American people. That was spreading like wildfire. The left was waking up. The spell they're under was wavering for a moment when they noticed that he was expanding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, that he was protecting Bush on torture, on secret arrest, on rendition, on camps. That he was saying, if you follow orders, it's okay, saying the Nazis were right, Nuremberg, and the Allies were wrong. His numbers were in free fall, dropping as many as 5 points last week. And then along comes a crisis so the government can grandstand and save us. It doesn't matter if the Army's own documents and mainstream news admits that Tamiflu, the antiviral drug, doesn't help you with the flu. They have armed convoys of National Guard and police all over the news guarding it. They have suddenly TV shows produced months ago air on every channel. I've confirmed at least five where people go to jail for not taking vaccines in different dramas, and people are fighting over flu shots, but only the CEOs get it under InfraGuard. And so it's the illusion of, oh, I've got to fight to get it on the sitcoms with the American Idol crowd, you know, watching TV, thinking, oh, I wish I could get the shot, trying to create a artificial run on what I call the Christmas toy phenomenon. As you know, they've caught companies staging fights for news cameras for a toy. Then they put it on the news. You know, the channel will be owned by a subsidiary of the toy company, and then it becomes a national story. And then everybody's fighting and killing and paying $10,000, you know, for a $100 toy. I've got to have the Tamiflu. I've got to have the bird flu shot. I've got to have the swine flu shot. I want it right now. I've got to have mask. I've got to. It's all over. We're dead. What is the government going to do? Save us. Save us. But because the bioweapon release in 1918 with vaccinated soldiers at U.S. military bases killed 40-plus million people, because the globalists have weaponized Ebola, because they've weaponized foot and mouth, because they've built 36 level 4 bioweapons labs across the country, because they're openly been caught sterilizing people and injecting people and killing people in thousands of chemical and biological and radiological tests, we have to take it serious when they come out and they say this could be a pandemic, and now they're saying it's going to be a pandemic. That just means that five nations have it. Different regions have it. A pandemic, yeah, I mean, there's a pandemics every fall and every winter and every spring when people have colds or the flu. A pandemic just means a large portion of people get it. And so they've gone to level 6. I told you that Wednesday. They're now in Reuters yesterday and today saying, yes, we're about to go to level 6. Now, there is no doubt that this is a distraction for the real crisis. Chrysler going bankrupt yesterday, going into receivership. I've got a Chrysler vehicle. Isn't that nice? The Chrysler vehicles, Dodge, and others are all over the roads. GM's going to go bankrupt. They're going to shut that down in the next few months. And it's going into globalist receivership, and it'll be handed off to Bilderberg Group members, just like the owner of Fiat. He's in the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We got video of him in Istanbul. Chairman of Fiat, owner of Fiat, is one of the top Bilderberg Group members. And it's just going to be handed to him in bankruptcy court. They're going to chop General Motors up in little pieces and give a piece to this company, a piece to that company. They're going to give them bailout money to move to Brazil. Mexico is going under the waves. This came right at a perfect time as the drug war flared up, as the people are on the verge of rebellion. Most analysts were saying Mexico could fall this summer, and a perfect unifying effect comes. Oh, my God, you might die. And then they say 100 dead, 200 dead. And then, oh, it's only 7 dead. But meanwhile, they're just warming up here with the fear-mongering. Shutting down schools here and there all across the nation. Incredible amount of schools closed in Texas, California, New York. And then I'm being attacked by CNN. And what's the other one? MSNBC. MSNBC is attacking me today, so I'm going to go over all the martial law news and what they're pushing here in a moment. But I'm seeing this more and more. There was a CNN piece killing the conspiracy theorist website, prisonplanet.com, saying it's a genetically engineered virus. But that's ridiculous. All the experts say it's not. That was yesterday, front page of CNN. Of course, there's experts and virologists and doctors all over the world, all over foreign news, major newspapers saying this is clearly engineered, came out of the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. These viruses have pedigrees. Like if you own a French bulldog, or you own a Doberman, or you own a Mastiff, or you own a Chihuahua, and it's got papers, they know who the great-great-granddaddy was, and they know who his great-great-granddaddy was. Well, these viruses, it would take at least a decade. I was on there with a virologist yesterday on Press TV. He was saying, oh, it'll take a decade to develop something like this. Yeah, where is it? They don't have a pedigree on it. It's a super virus, but only super in that it has a long incubation period, sheds for a long time, and clearly does infect a large portion of people that get it, but it's extremely mild. If you're a hemophiliac child, prematurely born, it may be able to kill you. Because you don't have much of an immune system, and because you got tiny lungs and you're sick. And that's who this stuff's killing. Well, a common cold kills him too. Now, what's scary is Napolitano said, well, this may peter out in a couple of weeks, but the next one's coming soon, and it's going to be the big one. And I agree with him. This is a beta test. They've been beta testing their federalization. Look at how they announced last week. Oh, we're just federalizing the state police in Arizona. And oh, all these other cities are getting rid of their police forces and saying the U.S. Army will be their police force in Schenectady, New York. And oh, the Army's in Tennessee. The governor says, well, you can't run checkpoints here. What are you doing? Shut up, governor. We're doing it. And then it's in the newspaper. The Army's out and the Air Force is out running checkpoints. And they just announced, yeah, we're going to keep spying on everybody, and yeah, we're going to take control of the Internet. And the Pentagon says, we're going to start cyber-attacking websites that criticize us inside the U.S., just openly announcing incredible felonies. And now they're attacking us. No doubt it's them. We've analyzed the attack. And this is sick. You guys, most of the military are great folks. That's why they've been listed as terrorists. They know the biggest candidate that got the most money of Barack Obama or anybody was Ron Paul. From the military, and so you've been listed as terrorist. But they got these control freaks they hire, and they've got working for the military and private contractors that are attacking us and others. And, you know, they're working for the bankers. They had a top congressman come out yesterday. It's in my stack and say, the Congress is owned by foreign banks. Of course. The country has had a corporate criminal hijacking. And they know you're waking up. They can see that it's building up towards their arrest, them going to jail. The people waking up, overthrowing the New World Order, getting America back. And so they're going to create bird flu scares and swine flu scares. And if we really start getting ready to get rid of them, they'll release the real thing, folks, and clamp down martial law and say, oh, we're not clamping down martial law because of the demonstrations. We're doing it because, you know, 1 billion people have died. We're seeing right now what their response is going to be. This is a beta test, no doubt. I'm 99% sure of it. Now, as I said last week, I was 95% sure this was a hoax. Now I'm getting to be almost 100%. But listen to this. Amid swine flu outbreak, racism goes viral. And guess who they decided to attack? MSNBC. Alex Jones. This is the new tactic. They have a white supremacist, goes on the site, says he doesn't like me because I'm not racist. Doesn't matter. Within hours of that guy killing three cops and shooting a couple more in Pittsburgh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, basically the CIA, that admitted that's who they work with, they get from the police his full surfing record, now public, Fox, CNN, everybody, Drudge Report, you name it, and they decide to go after Alex Jones and say he was a big fan of Alex Jones, and they have so-called friends pop up on TV right away and say it. Then it turns out he hated me and was attacking me, and they hit me with that because I'm saying arrest the bankers, folks. Well, in this article, it goes after me, and it says, that's tepid compared, it talks about to some of the xenophobic reactions spreading like an emerging virus across the Internet. See, we're the virus. The disgusting blight is because Mexicans are pigs. An anonymous poster ran it on the Prison Planet Forum, part of radio host columnist Alex Jones' website. Yeah, what, the Southern Poverty Law Center probably was in there saying that? I mean, come on. This is disgusting.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
So you have the government and the media and the Mexican government no doubt hyping this when they have literally sometimes thousands of flu deaths a week during their peak season, just regular flu. They're doing this to get control of their country, their nation. And then the poverty pimps, the limousine liberals, the foundation controllers, the eugenicists, the Margaret Sanger heirs, the heirs of Margaret Sanger, they always race pimp. And so, I mean, I guess you could go on an MSNBC forum and call Chinese people bad names and then say, oh, MSNBC doesn't like Chinese people. I mean, it's the most petty guilt by association, but it's a good thing they're doing this because they've worn themselves out. Nobody buys this race stuff anymore. They have so overused it, so overpushed it, that everybody knows that it's the establishment, the big corporations. You know, MSNBC is partially owned by General Electric and several other big bomb makers who drop cluster bombs on brown people all over the world. And, of course, white people in Serbia and DU. So we all know who really likes to kill brown people. And it's you, MSNBC. Shame on you for all the people you murder. Shame on you for your eugenics in Africa. Shame on you for all the activities carried out by the globalist bosses. Let's see. They want to keep everybody divided. And it says, they quote a forum that has millions of posts on it. Millions of posts. And I bet if we could track this, this is probably Southern Poverty Law Center or somebody. This disgusting blight is because Mexicans are pigs. An anonymous poster ranted on the Prison Planet Forum, part of radio host, columnist Alex Jones' website. See, they don't have anything anything I've said bad about Mexicans. So they want to make this a racial issue. I'll never forget whenever all these communist spies were in the U.S. under Clinton and there were all these murders going on and they were handing over the, you name it, Panama Canal, you name it. And there would be CNN pieces going, are these groups racist? Is Bill Gertz at the Washington Times racist against Chinese people? That'd be like if we had German spies during World War II in the U.S. Are you against Germans? It's the same thing if you criticize Israel. The Israeli lobby will try to make it about race or religion. What, you don't like Jews? Then they'll mix in legitimate criticism, even Jews in Israel that disagree. They're, oh, what, you don't like Jews? You're a self-hating Jew? I mean, again, this is injecting the issue. And then all the racist in people out there, they certainly play into the trap. And they even attack Michael Savage here. They say Michael Savage speculated that terrorists are using Mexican immigrants as walking germ weapons. It would be easy, he said, to bring an altered virus into Mexico, put it in the general population, and have them march across the border. Of course, it's been Charles Key out of Oklahoma. Alan Keyes has come out, rightfully so, and made the point that he thinks Obama will stage terror attacks to bring in martial law. Absolutely, they're finally getting it. Michael Savage has said that, including a bio attack, said that about a month ago. He said several statements along those lines. So he's got to be demonized now. And, of course, you've got to speculate. The government's been asked that in press conferences over and over again. Is this a bio attack? Did somebody put this in Mexico? But when mainstream news asked Homeland Security this in press conferences, oh, it's normal and okay. But when Michael Savage gets a call about it and speculates, it's because he's a racist. And they sandwich that in. They sandwich that in with somebody at the Prison Planet Forum. You know, people were emailing me panicking yesterday going, have you banned comments on InfoWars? We love commenting on InfoWars. Have you banned it? I said, no. We're getting denial of service attacks and lots of regular traffic. The site isn't loading, so we turned the comments off to see if it sped the site up, and it did do it. Then this morning, it wasn't as bad, so we turned the comments back on. But if I can't get moderators, and if I can't get, and I don't have the money for it, and if people can't get control of this, they'll kill the black people, kill the Mexicans, you'll go after the president, and then we track it back to government IP addresses, and the Secret Service keeps showing up over here, we are going to have to shut it down because they need to go in there and do this to set us up. Because it won't exist if we don't get control of the situation. So I'm asking people to email Paul Watson, Curt Nemo, folks that we've seen that have written articles, writers, people that are credible, who we know who you are. If you want to volunteer to moderate and try to help us defend ourselves on the comment pages, on Prison Planet Forum, we need your help because they are coming after us in the national media. They know we're a threat to them here on the show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv. We're obviously simulcasting on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, details the history of genocide, genetic engineering, chemical, biological, radiological testing, and killing of people across the world. Now, I believe this is a hoax. I believe this is a virus that doesn't kill that many people, that isn't even as bad as your regular flu viruses that kill 30-plus thousand people a year in the United States. Mexico's saying it's already starting to subside. People are getting sick. I know folks in town, but they just get better. They've had one death of a premature child who was premature and had lung problems all his life until he was 23 months old. But CBS News is saying under federal quarantine authority, signed under Executive Order 13375, anyone violating quarantine order can be punished by $250,000 fine and 1 year in prison. I have another CBS News story that's out of CBS saying they're preparing for martial law, forced inoculations. They're just saying you're going to be forcibly injected, that they're going to quarantine whole cities, counties, states if need be, but the border is going to stay wide open. I mean, if they're really worried about this, why is the border staying wide open if they're saying any vector? You know, first they said last weekend in the Sunday briefing, they said, we're going to leave the border open because it's already spread from the biggest vector, supposedly Mexico. But then we may have to lock down America. And it says right here, mainstream news. I got Fox, CNN. We're going to play the clips later. Martial law is good. Martial law is coming. Level 6. I confirmed 2 days ago we're really at level 6. Now, last night and today, they're saying we're going to go to level 6, which is complete and total martial law. Now, does that mean they're going to implement it? I don't know. Is this a beta test to test the locals going under their control? Why are they announcing different state police are now merging with the feds permanently? Dr. Leonard Horowitz pioneered exposing all of this, and he's with us about 20 minutes, 15 minutes into the next hour. And I really respect him because back in before the anthrax case was out, and he wrote the articles, these are on record, he said the government was going to launch an anthrax attack because he saw their propaganda on the news, knew the companies involved, just amazing mind, a Harvard graduate, you know, several doctorates in medicine, psychology, you name it. So he saw it happening. And these are psychologists and psychiatrists running this, so it takes one to beat one, I guess. It takes one to know one. He can see what they're doing. I saw that before 9/11 as well, the preparation, how they were introducing the enemy, how they were getting it ready. And I said, they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset of Osama bin Laden. So he did something even more amazing. He predicted specifically the anthrax attack. Then day one came out and exposed how Congress had done a funding to practice mailing weaponized anthrax through the mail. He fingered the very group involved, and then it came out the White House was on Cipro before 9/11, September 10th, that it was Bush's enemies that were mailed it, and the FBI came and harassed him at his house and tried to act like he was involved in it because he was so spot on being able to predict it. Now, he's come out again saying this is a designer virus, but that it was probably just something to sell vaccines to scare people. Because it's got to be designer so companies can then come out quickly with the vaccine. And several companies are saying they're going to have it in like a week or something with this weird reverse clone. Now, I'm not saying they've done that. I don't have the crystal ball brain that Dr. Horowitz does. But I wanted to get him on to talk about the history of what the globalists have done, the eugenicists, because he hasn't talked about that in a while. You need to know the history. Then the latest. And then the big issue of, they're using this mind control, this hoax, this fire in a theater. There is no fire, probably, but the yelling fire causes the trampling, the deaths, like a Rolling Stone concert where hundreds could die. And the police state, this happening right when the economy's imploding, right when the worst numbers are coming out, right when it's clear they're trying to pass global taxes and set up the new Bank of the World and carbon taxes and gun bills. Dr. Horowitz joining us via Skype from Southern California. We appreciate him taking time out to join us, tetrahedron.org, and we'll give you several of his other sites. Thanks for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. You know, there's one thing only that I would add to your very thorough and very intelligent analysis, and that is that the fright could be also additionally a cover, a distraction for exactly what Dr. James Robertson and the Dr. Woods and the other doctors who are involved at the highest levels of administering the global response to the flus. They have already decided that they would loose flu-type viruses, recombinants, mutants to seed the population. This may be a cover, a covert operation to literally infect people with this, what they initially call biosimilars, or these mutant files that they call
it. Okay, Dr. Horowitz, we had you on twice via video uplink. It's like 2001 Space Odyssey, where you make the call and get somebody on video phone, as folks know, and then Murphy's Law or whatever. As soon as we go to you, it's horrible scrambled audio. We're going to try to reconnect right now. If it doesn't connect clean, we're going to get you back on the phone. We'll hold you over if need be to make sure you get the time. We're honored to have you because I want to hear this specifically. Yes, he sent me these Royal Commission, Royal Academy documents. I have them here in my stack. Chilling documents where the head individuals who get the supposedly deadly bird flu and other strains from government to then be seeded out to vaccine companies, where they're talking about priming the public with these and putting them out. And I mean, it's really shocking what it says. So we'll get him as somebody who's been studying this to interpret these documents for us here on the air. So that is coming up. I didn't know he was going to bring up those documents. I've got them somewhere here in my stack, but he can read those for himself. In fact, he emailed me those again the other day. Will you ask Rob Dew to print me the last email? It's an attachment from the British Royal Society. It's the Royal Society. Matt, will you ask Rob Dew to go print me that, because the stack gets so big so quickly. While we're waiting to get Dr. Horowitz connected again, let's play this Fox News clip so we can analyze it. Guys, go ahead and play this Fox News clip. Are we able to do that now while we have Horowitz connected? Or is Horowitz back? Okay, yeah, here is the Fox clip where they're talking about martial law, where they're talking about forced inoculations, and then it's all over the news. So this is being introduced to us now, but here's the key to all this. The border is going to stay wide open with the main vector. That's the globalist system, but we have to lock down cities and towns in America. So the border stays open, but you can't come out of your house, and we're going to forcibly inoculate you even if you aren't sick. Here it is.
The World Health Organization raised now the pandemic alert for swine flu to the second highest level, level 5. Right now, Mexico has implemented quarantines and world leaders issuing travel warnings. But, of course, it could get worse.
That's right.
If it becomes a pandemic, you could lose some simple rights, like going to the movies. Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson Jr. joins us live here as well. Peter, last night when the President of the United States was talking.
Now with a good connection for now. We'll finish this clip up later where they openly say martial law. Dr. Horowitz, I want to go back to what you were saying, but first, can you answer the question? You've been studying this as a doctor and as somebody who studied how pandemics spread. If you are saying leave the border open with Mexico, that, and this is really so deadly, but leave the border open, but then we're going to lock down the U.S. cities, this is obvious that this is to train the American people how to be in lockdown Nazi Germany, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And as I've mentioned before, this could also be a covert operation to actually seed the population, because now the news is coming out that the virus is not particularly deadly. It's really relatively mild, and that's exactly what the recombinant was that the group at the World Health Organization, the organization that James Robertson, as well as the Novavax publications, were talking about. You know, again, the most incriminating issue that I think has not been covered is the decision that was made already to loose these kinds of laboratory creations that would seed the population in advance of pandemics. And so it could be, like you've been saying, a covert operation in that regard.
Okay, Dr. Horowitz, explain to people, can you read to them from that British Academy, that UN document that you've sent me that is officially off their site, where they're talking about priming the public, getting them ready? It's very, very chilling. What does that mean?
Well, it means that essentially that besides doing all the business and of biopreparedness and protection of the world's population, the most advanced experts, they call them, in the field of infectious disease have already decided that they would loose viruses that they would produce in their labs that would go out and infect the population in advance of in advance of the big one, in advance of the real, like Spanish flu 1918, that they would do that allegedly in defense of the population and allegedly for biopreparedness and allegedly because it's doing exactly what this current epidemic is doing, or this pandemic is doing. That is, it's a mild exposure to a potentially lethal pathogen, and they have decided behind closed doors in bed with the drug industrialists that they're going to do this to unwitting populations without having any informed consent.
So this is really, you're saying, could be a mass inoculation, or at least that's their excuse to do this. They claim that they've weakened the pathogen to then release it into the public to protect us down the road from a real bird flu.
That's my number one best call based on all of the evidence. And on top of that, you have to understand the PSYOPs already administered has made billions and billions of dollars and further advance the police state, the fascism, and the application of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that allows for the incarceration of populations, putting them into these quarantine, virtually concentration camps, injecting, infecting, and intoxicating, drugging them with whatever the public health professionals in their actual Manchurian candidate hypnotic trance state that is induced by standard cult indoctrination methods in medical education, continuing medical education, and this whole pseudoscientific process of literally creating brainwashed mind control slaves of the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. That's what's going on, Alex.
All right. Up on screen, we have the Royal Society, the Academy of Medical Sciences, and its summary of oral evidence. Dr. John Wood and Dr. James Robertson, National Institute for Biological Standards and Controls, NIBSC. And on the last page, it says use of live viruses. Scroll down to the bottom of the document for me, gentlemen. Thank you for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Dr. Wood and Robertson were asked their opinion of priming the population for a pandemic using live vaccines, and if they consider it to be a good idea. However, the timing is critical. If live H5N1 vaccines are used now, it will be considered too dangerous. But if a pandemic is imminent, the risk may be justified. A stockpile of live vaccine with the cleavage site removed could be used as to prime the population in advance of the pandemic, reaching the UK even without an exact match in a virus strain. Now, what does that mean? I mean, they love to kind of read between the lines there or state stuff and the obvious, but what does it mean, prime the population with a live virus?
Well, this is exactly, notice you said the cleavage site or some aspect of the virus removed, and what may be happening is that this outbreak, because of the advance, you have to understand biological, biodefense, biomilitary operations are 10 years more advanced than what is commercial, commercialization and standard consumption in the marketplace. So these guys, if they have been actually publishing this, the covert science labs are 10 years at least, maybe 15 ahead, which means that what you're describing in that document is precisely what's being described of this virus, of this pathogen they're claiming is the cause of this pandemic. It is not quite human. It's got some human parts. It's got some avian parts, apparently. It's got, or swine parts. And it has cross-reaction when you understand and you read the science that has been published by CDC and Novavax. You understand that they have cross-reactiveness. That, in other words, if you expose a population to a mutated virus, weaken it, but just enough to cause immunity, and then add enough of the different strains, such as the swine flu, the avian flu, the Spanish flu, put it all together, and then you expose the population to that, even prime the population is what they're talking about, by some form of method of vaccination. Now, can you imagine what the outrage of the public would be if they were told that they're now must go get vaccinated against a pandemic that hasn't happened yet?
Well, speaking of priming, they are now openly on every major publication and TV saying you may have to take a shot, even if you're not sick, and we're going to lock your towns and cities. We're going to have the feds come out with the police and do this while the border's wide open. So they're really trying to set the, whether they're moving this time or not, they're now introducing the idea.
Think about it. They may already have done it. And what they're simply doing now is a psychological operation that you consistently have always been accurate about telling the public about.
Amazing. Where do you see this going from here?
Well, I praise the Creator for the fact that this thing is not as severe as we thought it might be. I praise the Creator for the fact that we may have some time left to reverse the fascism and the manipulation and intoxication of the population through the decimation, through the dissemination of truth. Basically, what we need to do is get the truth, such as those documents that you've just, thank you so much, Alex, for putting that document up on the air, because this is the kind of inside research and discussions and backroom deals that we, the public, need to expose in order to come to some level of intelligent decision-making, because we have got to, if this has got to be about sovereignty, spirituality, and informed consent, we have got to give our consent. I mean, there's a separation of church and state. This is the big battle right now, as far as I can see, is this whole attack on Christianity, attack on spirituality, that we, now the gods of science and medicine, dictate to you what is going to be injected, infected, and intoxicated in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. I am telling you, I am absolutely certain to be here to the very end. This is an issue that shall never go away. We shall always stand for our spiritual religious freedom. I don't care what CNN says about me. I don't care what Fox News has to say. Everyone who considers them either a Christian, Jew, or Muslim has a sovereign spirit right to resist vaccination.
Dr. Horowitz, stay there. Absolutely. And I want to bring up the new vaccines they admit they have that, quote, cure you of drug abuse. They admit it literally eats brain cells and eats the receptor sites, and the more advanced vaccines they give you that literally re-engineer the brain to make you a zombie.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
We got Bob Chapman coming up at the bottom of the next hour to give us economic update on what's happening. Alan Watt is going to come on and give us his view of this whole fear-mongering PSYOP. And then Niles Herod, one of the nanothermite experts, exposing the fact that that was found in the WTC rubble. More and more peer-reviewed scientific reports coming out They had one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission come out a month ago and say that they staged a meeting before the event, before the commission, with the military to lie about the stand down. That's now mainstream news. This stuff is all unraveling. Dr. Horowitz, there's these whole classes, as you know, but I want you to tell the listeners about them, of new vaccines that, quote, cure mental illness. They go in and attack certain areas of the brain. It's like programmed nanotech viruses is how I would describe it. And they go in and they eat the receptor sites for nicotine and heroin and cocaine. And folks, don't believe me, just Google new vaccine to cure drug addiction. But then other scientists went, wait a minute, you won't be able to be happy anymore. Those receptors are for natural endorphins. And, you know, what you would say would be spirituality. I mean, when you talk about wanting to control our souls, this is the next wave, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly what Genito Pharmaceuticals is all about, Alex. It's the whole concept of vaccination intoxication for population manipulation and decimation is really where the future of medicine they're heralding lies. And so it becomes literally a battle of nature versus laboratory. You know, and I'm personally choosing, and I don't know too many people in my circle, my friends, my community, that feels like we want to give all of nature over to the manipulators. I think it's a hideous reality that we're looking at, and if you look at the true science, it's not science that they're giving us, in fact. It's actually pseudoscience. There's nothing scientific about their proposition that this flu just happened to naturally land up in Mexico, where suddenly, you know, there's never been anything like it in history. How did that happen? And I also question what they're reporting at the World Health Organization, which is really, if you look, study deeply, the Rockefeller disease surveillance system. It was set up by the Rockefellers. Now, if people in the United States don't realize they're already working with, if they're dealing with Rockefellers, they're working with traitors against the United States. That happened during World War II, and history repeats itself when you don't learn history. So literally America is being taken out now with a globalist agenda and at the forefront of biomedicine and genetics and eugenics and vaccination policy and this whole disease surveillance at the World Health Organization. Study it. The origin of it is the Rockefeller International Global Disease Surveillance System. I wrote about that in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, we have all these medical doctors and scientists and historians on from wide-ranging fields, and they all come back to the same thing. The Rockefellers learned that most cancer was viral. They learned how to put it in the vaccines. They've caught vaccine makers hundreds of times, as you know, being caught doing it. And they think they're God with the GMO crops, with the vaccines, with all of it. What are they going to do as the world refuses to go along with them? They're going to stage pandemics in an attempt to scare us into going under their control.
That's exactly right. So really, it is a holy war. It's a war against, you know, not flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It's a spiritual warfare. And when you understand what genetics really is, it's water science. What makes DNA actually operate is the water molecules, the structured water within the genetic strand and around it forming a matrix that receives and transmits light and sound signals. So it's bio-spiritual or bio-energetic processing. It's a virtual antenna to the Creator. And if you don't believe me, read the brilliant research that's already come out that the authorities don't want you to see.
Well, that's why a lot of top atheist scientists are now saying there's something made this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we've seen all of these thousands of news reports over the years getting us ready for martial law, the police state. And now this is just one more step in that. But all over the news, the biggest stepping out we've ever seen. Oh, we're going to lock down your cities. We may have to lock down your towns. We're going to, you know, we're going to give you orders. We're going to federalize things. The federal government doing all these unconstitutional things. We're going to forcibly inoculate you, just conditioning people and conditioning the local police to go under federal control to carry this out. Now, are they going to do it this time? I don't know. Could this still be a deadly flu? It may be, but more and more it's looking like hype. What an amazing crime by the media. A few deaths in Mexico, one death in the U.S., hyping it, lying about it, saying it was 200, 150, then having to back off of that. Some numbers say 7, 9, 12. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Meanwhile, 300,000+ people die of bad drug interactions every year in the U.S. alone. That's the government's own admitted numbers. It's probably worse, Horowitz would tell you. Dr. Horowitz, plug some of your websites, some of the work you're doing, some of the events you've got coming up about getting folks together. But also, then I want to continue with the basics for people. You know, what are you going to do if they try to forcibly inoculate you? What are you going to do if they come try to lock down your town? And then how crazy is it while the border's still open? I mean, if they're really saying it's this deadly, why leave the border open but then lock your towns down?
Well, the solution is where I'm focusing. It's, I believe we have a tremendous opportunity to help humanity maximally. It, Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, it's coming up June 19th to the 21st internationally. I've been working for 2 years. That's why you haven't heard much about it or anything from me for about 2 years. But when this flu thing happened, I had to come out with something. But go to livehto.org. I've been taking a lot of heat when I put up that YouTube thing that's gone viral. I took a lot of heat for adding a little Oxy Silver blurb at the end of it. But you know what? I will do it again, because if people understood how simple healing is, healing, all of it, happens because of the energy and the bioenergetics coming out of water. Water science has the capacity now. We are advanced to the level of knowledge with really hard, wonderful science that shows how miraculous water can be, is, and can be used for virtually everything.
And the globalists know that. That's why they try to poison the water in their own government documents so that we're toxic and poisoned and can't think right. Then they make Dr. Strangelove movies, you know, with making fun of us, where the mad general knows they want to mess with his precious bodily fluids. And so they are, you know, trying to poison the fluids, but their own documents, you know, people in labor camps, as you know, in Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany, they put fluoride in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize winning history books. I mean, this is real.
Exactly. Water is the solution. Universal solvent for all the pollution is water. And everything in the universe, all healing is piezoelectric chemical reaction is based on electron flow, all the electrons from the universe. And pH, parts hydrogen, so important for body chemistry to resist infectious diseases. If the government was responsible, they would be giving people the simple truth, how to protect their body temples, how to resist all these infectious diseases. And the reality is all the hydrogen and pH, parts hydrogen, are delivering the element, the electron, which is the piezoelectricity of every universal energetic reaction. So hydrogen fuels can be used from water. Literally, hydrogen can be used to run our automobiles. We don't need petrochemical pollution. We don't need this intoxication. And likewise, oxysilver, the silver hydrosols, I will do it again. I will tell people always, please go simply do the research because the truth shall set you free. You don't need to poison yourself. You don't need pop magic pills to cure every ill. You don't need to inject, intoxicate yourself with vaccinations, with foreign RNA, DNA, and proteins from bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine, fetal serum.
Yeah, stay there. We got a break. Final segment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year with whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman with all the latest economic news. That's what this fear-mongering over the swine flu has been. And again, it could still be bad. I mean, they're saying it's bad. We've got secret documents which have been proven to be accurate, because then what these documents reported from the state, from the feds here in Texas, ended up being announced days later that we're really at level 6 and it's killing all these people. But there's no evidence of that. And we've seen them in the past lie to the police, the military, and others even more. And they're saying, we'll use the military. We'll forcibly inject you. We'll forcibly inoculate you. I think the jig's up, Dr. Horowitz. Even if they release a real bioweapon in the future, or God forbid this one turns out to be bad, people are so untrusting and so informed now, on average, more and more waking up to the system and just how cold-blooded these elitists are, that I don't see them being successful in carrying this out. And I think they're starting to realize the tide has turned against them.
Well, I pray that that's the case, and we're going to continue to do everything in our power, as long as we breathe, to help people wake up and to protect life, protect our sanctity, our sovereignty, our children, our generations, future generations. It's got to end. And again, I have a wonderful plan. By the grace of the Creator, I've been so blessed. And people should go to www.liveh2o.org. Concert for the Living Water, this coming June 19th to the 21st. Friday is a day about educating from the world's leading experts in the field of water, water science, how we can eliminate all the petrochemical pollution and waste, and the toxicity from the vaccinations and antibiotics through the silver hydrosol, such as OxySilver, all of the wonderful things that we can do with water through music and sound, and understanding that water and literally who we are as human beings are vibrating, resonating, and the DNA is actually activating it. And that's the primary function of DNA that they don't want to tell you about because they're making money off of humanity's suffering. That's
all
called
right.
genocide.
I've only got one or two other questions. I'm going to let you go. We'll get an update next week from Dr. Horowitz. We appreciate all your time. Specifically, they're reporting that Baxter Pharmaceutical and others, that some of their vaccines are grown in Europe. It's legal, and more here it is, on fetal tissue, and then all the reports that you're not just getting whatever the supposed pathogen that the vaccine is designed for, it's all the other DNA and viruses and things
exactly.
that are in the monkey kidneys or the dead babies, and then even if it's the genetic stock that is then being grown on eggs or something later, still it's from that original contaminant. Can you explain to folks what's in vaccines?
Yes. Foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, fetal tissues like you mentioned. And then this is the growth medium. So when you grow a virus on this medium, some of the proteins come with it. When it gets injected into your body or your children's bloodstreams, it causes autoimmune reactions. So all the whole host of autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy. The current plagues have been induced by the number one genocidal weapon. It's called vaccination. Wake up!
For those that don't know, you just put all that info out, but on every one of those cases, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré's, the mainstream government documents admit vaccines are doing it, but they say it's for the greater good, so it's all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You believe that, I got a bridge you can buy, and gee whiz. Unbelievable. This is propaganda, and the reality is that, sadly, the ignorant people will go into fear instead of actually having the knowledge that, and the truth that shall set them free of the pharmaceutical toxicity. They're choosing ignorance. They're choosing to go along with this lunacy and this hypocrisy. Public health is not for you. Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation. They're creating these germs. They're in bed with the companies that are making the money off of humanity's suffering. That's standard, strict definition of genocide.
All right, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, we'll get a report after you've had your big event and have you back on the show. We appreciate all your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you. What a great guy. Very, very interesting person. Very, very intelligent and predicted so much accurately. You have to pay attention to what he has to say. Now, coming up, I'm going to play some of the news clips where they're saying martial law, forced inoculations, lockdown of buildings, homes, neighborhoods, towns, cities, counties, states, nation. They're now introducing this to the public. Are they going to do it? They're saying that we're basically under martial law. Now, will they implement those war powers? Will they carry that out? I'll go over Fox, CBS, a bunch of other places where they are pushing this to the public right now. We are simulcasting, by the way, at prisonplanet.com. TV right now. Let's go ahead and go to one of the founders and the chief engineer over at Ecola Blue, Tyler Palmer, for the rest of this segment, a little bit of the next, then bring him to the economy with Bob Chapman and all this martial law that's being announced, that the media is announcing. We got to take this serious. We got to say, no, we're not going to be forcibly inoculated. No, we're not going to your FEMA camps. They're saying even if you're healthy, they're going to try to shoot you up. And then maybe we will have a serious epidemic on our hands, because the vaccines have caused so many deaths and so many illnesses and so many pandemics in the past. Yes, they've had smallpox vaccination programs that have spread it. They've had anthrax. I mean, they've had all sorts of problems. And remember, the 76 swine flu shots are what killed the people, not the swine flu. That's on record. But I wanted to go to Tyler Palmer because I wanted to get him on, because I get emails every day. I get calls every day. They see the banners up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to Ecola Blue. EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, Blue, B-L-U-E.com. And I'm not trying to be mean to some of the listeners. I know it's the minority of listeners that don't understand this. They go, how does something suck air? I mean, you know, water out of air out of your room. And I, you know, we have one here in the office, and when they were, I had workmen in there putting, systems in and some appliances in, and they were hooking up a water line to it. And I said, why are you doing that? He said, we just figured this is a water dispenser. You know, it's got a line in the back in case you want it. Then you can put it through the 7 filters inside. It also has those. And I said, no, this grabs out of the air. And they said, humidity in here? It says the humidity in your office is 25%. That won't make any water. Well, it does make about 2.5 gallons a day. In good humidity, it makes 7.5. But that's enough for us here in a pretty big office. But the point is that they couldn't even believe it. The local, you know, workmen, handymen we had in here, doing this. Yes, there is water in the air. And if you condense down the, you know, 35,000 feet from sea level to 35,000 feet, on average, you're talking 10 feet of water. That's what clouds are. And this hadn't been through the sewage system. It hadn't been through the rivers and lakes. You know, it hasn't been with all the toxins. Then it goes through 7 filters. So I wanted to have Tyler Palmer on with us to explain this to folks. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me again, Alex. Isn't it interesting that people understand how it rains, but they're amazed at a water machine that pulls water out of the air? And in fact, that's exactly what it's doing, is mimicking cloud formation and rain.
Well, those moisture evaporators in the South Range better be fixed by midday or they'll be hell to pay. George Lucas certainly understands what they are. Explain it to people.
Well, it has an air intake, and the air is filtered through an electrostatic air filter. It's then condensed by a refrigerant coil, the air is. The condensate that comes out of the air is collected in a lower storage tank. That tank has a UV light in there, as well as an air pump now, which we've added. It's then pumped through three silver impregnated carbon filters and one reverse osmosis system. Then it's sent up to an upper tank that has a hot water feature and a cold water feature. And it's blasted with 245 nanometer UV light before it comes out and while it's stored. It also has a reflex system, and that keeps the water from sitting. So occasionally it goes on and cycles the water through the system. The idea being that if you're a molecule of H2O in our machine, you're going to get a shot at all the positions of in the machine. In other words, you'll be hot water once, you'll be cold water, etc.
Have you heard the latest? I was joking a month ago when you were on with us. They are now saying they want to create a carbon footprint for water, and that water is now bad, basically, just like carbon dioxide is. And if you tell the general public the scientific name of water, most of the public will say ban it.
Right. The dihydrogen oxide. It's true. And, you know, with this H1N1 virus, I was doing a little research on this yesterday. And one of the common ways of vaccinating flocks of birds is to put the vaccine in water. And that would be a really good way to get a population inoculated or doped up with whatever they want to put in the water.
And they've been caught. They've said they want to put Prozac and statins. This, I've got MSNBC clips and government reports where they go, it's been proven that statins are good for small children now. You know, so-called, for those that don't know, so-called cholesterol medicine that's really bad for your liver. So we're going to look at putting that in your water and vaccine. And they've said the Africans are backwards. I've seen this in the news. We're going to start engineering pharmacological crops where the yams and corn have live vaccine in it to make sure they take their vaccine. Stay there, Tyler. I want to talk about that. Yeah, folks, we're getting to a point where you better filter your water heavily yourself. And if you drink what's out of the tap, you are out of your minds. I mean, it is, in, especially places like Houston with all the chemical plants. I mean, the water in Houston tastes like Jack Daniels, folks. It's basically yellow. Well, you need to get one of these water purifiers. Purifies out of the air. Hullablue.com. We'll give you the numbers to call and get one, and a little special they're running today when we come back. Then the latest economic news and martial law news. Stay with us. Hullablue.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the morning you go running for the man who stole your wallet.
play this about the guy stealing our water music, but it kind of fits in. It all comes back to that, folks. They put poisons in the water, plus the water's just full of toxins, all the runoff. It's great to filter it. I wouldn't drink anything but filtered water. That doesn't mean some charcoal thing for $20 you buy at Slave Mart, you know, that takes out some of the bad taste. That's better than nothing. You need to get an Ecola Blue. Tyler, tell folks about how they call and get the unit.
Okay. You can call 1-800-691-6043. And if you can't access the 800 number, you can call area code 925-231-0206. And we have a promo on until Monday, and it's 10% off the $13.50 price, free shipping, and your last three videos, Obama Deception, Endgame, and Terror Storm.
That's awesome. So, again, you've got bigger units that do even more than 7.5 gallons a day. If people go to EcolaBlue.com, you've got also a bunch of other, you know, cool little solar chargers for iPhones and just a whole bunch of great products at EcolaBlue.com. Give them those numbers again, too, Tyler.
800-691-6043 or 925-231-0206. And if you go on to our website, www.ecolablue.com, you put in the promo code, one word, all lowercase, Alex Jones, and you can get that discount online as well. And that's until Monday, May 4th.
What do they get? That's a bunch of... What's the special again?
It's 10% off, plus free shipping, and your last three videos, Alex.
Yeah, and the shipping, what's shipping usually about $100?
Exactly. Yeah.
So 10% off and free shipping and my last three films. Can't beat that. EcolaBlue.com. Tyler, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Okay. We're going to get into the economy with Bob Chapman when we get back on the other side of this quick break. But I want to get this. I want to start with the martial law fear-mongering that the media is involved in. That's what we've been saying day one. Looks like this is just a regular flu, or even weaker than a regular flu. Regular flu kills tens of thousands of people a year in the U.S., hundreds of thousands worldwide. This has killed no more than a couple hundred people max, on the low end, nine. And they're getting ready to declare global pandemic, level 6, forced inoculation, all this crap. Even if you're not sick, they're going to try to shoot you up. This is horrible, folks. Listen to this Fox News piece. Here it is.
The World Health Organization raised now the pandemic alert for swine flu to the second highest level, level 5. Right now, Mexico has implemented quarantines and world leaders issuing travel warnings. But, of course, it could get worse.
That's right.
If it becomes a pandemic, you could lose some simple rights like going to the movies. Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson Jr. joins us live here as well. Peter, last night when the President of the United States was talking, it sounded like in his remarks, he was talking about the possibility that parents should get ready to come up with a contingency plan in case your child's school closes.
You're exactly right. And that's really been the first national mention of that issue. And I think it's important that we don't scare people. And I think an effort's been made here not to scare anyone. But people and our government have to start thinking about how, if this actually becomes a pandemic, how it's going to affect our daily life and our rights. What is a quarantine? Who decides who goes into a quarantine?
Right.
What is isolation? Who decides who gets into isolation? If I want to get out of a quarantine or isolation, do I have the ability to go to a court and get out? Will the government say to me, you must get a vaccination if one is developed?
Right.
If I don't get a vaccination, will I be quarantined?
Oh,
if I'm a healthcare provider, if I don't show up for work at a hospital, will I be jailed? Will I lose my
license? We thought it was simple.
No, it's It's not simple. And we as a society, the freest society in the world, have to think about the balancing between saving our lives if this pandemic comes true and the loss of liberty and the loss of rights as Americans. I think as Americans, in order to stay alive, in order to preserve our way of life, people are willing to give up and to make sacrifices.
Sure.
But at the same time, there needs to be an orderly discussion of what the rights are of the American people.
Stop right there. We're having that discussion right now. When we come back, there's about a minute left where they talk about martial law. Now, you heard it, forcing you to work brigades, forced inoculations. But they're not just saying that. That's being announced in the news and the government documents. They are practicing taking over your local communities right now and having local police force you to do this. They've been drilling for years to do it, and they're fear-mongering over something that appears to be a complete hoax.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
All right, let's go ahead and finish up this Fox News piece. And notice how devilish it is. That's like when Tommy Franks was on Pentagon payroll after he'd retired, and it came out he was on the payroll. I predicted it at the time. It wasn't hard that it would come out, because he was like, it's sad to say, but it's what will keep us safe. It's what the American people want. But it's just hard for me as a patriot. One more terror attack, we're going to have a military dictatorship for our own safety and the end of freedom. Darn it, it's what the people want. And now they're doing it. Oh, shucks. Folks got to balance safety and surviving versus their freedom. And they're gonna choose safety versus freedom. Of course, whenever you give up freedom, you don't get safety. You get enslaved. We're going to get Bob Chapman's take on this and all the big economic developments in a moment. But let's finish the little Fox News martial law piece. Here it is.
As Americans, in order to stay alive, in order to preserve our way of life, people are willing to give up and to make sacrifices.
Sure.
But at the same time, there needs to be an orderly discussion of what the rights are of the American people when this happens.
Sure.
And there's a lot of modeling that says it doesn't happen at all.
Okay, so let's look at some of the examples.
Sure.
We're talking about closing schools, which I'm sure people would understand, closing the border to Mexico, stop us from gathering in public spaces. We mentioned movie theaters off
there
the top.
Freedom to assemble.
I can think of a lot of other things like church, other maybe going to the mall.
Well, what about legislatures? What about the U.S.
Yeah.
Congress? What about courts of law? What about not impaneling juries because we don't want to have public assemblies? I spoke to about an hour last night to Dr. Mark Siegel, mm-hmm. who's an expert on the flu, and he's written a book on it. In fact,
he was on our show about it.
Yeah, he's a contributor here at Fox News. And he pointed out to me, he said, listen, we can't be panicking at this time. We have examples, when you go back to the 1918 flu.
Sure.
And there was a second wave. Well, the problem about the 1918 flu was that doctors thought it was a bacteria.
Right.
We didn't know it was a virus.
Sure.
We have the capacity now to create a potentially a vaccine for the fall that contains this strain of virus.
That's exactly.
And so that's a big, big difference. But at the same time, we need to be thinking about how the legal landscape is going to be changing. Our governors have to be looking
right.
at this. Our president has to be looking
oh,
at
man.
This. Our state legislature has to be looking at this. And this is the time for the ACLU to act, not to detain Americans as war criminals, but to ensure that all Americans' rights are preserved.
Excellent point.
Very interesting
point.
I hadn't thought about all that stuff. Thanks, Peter.
Unfortunately.
Possibility of martial law, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Another road. Not going there.
It's coming out this month.
And then we have the Health and Human Services Secretary with all these problems. Obama's got so many crooks working for him. Most of them can't ever get approved. His last guy he wanted to get in there couldn't. Daschle, because of all the scams he was in. And they don't even have a hearing. They just approve her. And so they're getting their whole agenda through. Meanwhile, let's look at the economy right now. Plus, Bob Chapman has contacts inside Mexico City. Mexico is now saying that the flu cases are subsiding. And now they're saying, oh, only 7 or 9 or 12 people died, different numbers from the government. But it doesn't matter. Shut the government down. They have hundreds of deaths a day of the cold and pneumonia in Mexico City alone, Bob. But I guess just it's the end of the Mexican government, the end of everything because a couple people died, Bob? Or is this really a way to have everybody stand down because they knew they were on the edge of revolution?
Well, I don't believe that they were on the edge of revolution, but I think, like we discussed on Wednesday, I think this is a trial run to see what they can get away with, see what the public reactions are. It's now proven that this is just another old flu, and people do die from that, unfortunately. And you've seen the overreaction. I know on some of the stations I was on this morning throughout the United States, the prom has been called off, and we're closing the schools for a week, and this sort of thing. People are told not to go to church on Sunday because of their contact with one another. And, of course, in Mexico, you have all of the children out of school. The churches are, relatively speaking, empty. And along the border cities, you've got the military going up and down the streets with M60s. Not M16s, M60s. And that's happening in several other cities. What they're doing in Mexico is conditioning people to seeing the military around. Now, I know that they've got a problem with drug dealers, drug purveyors, transporters. I guess narcotraficante covers the whole thing. And there's been a war going on between them and the government for the last 2 years. And there's also been a war going on between the narcotraficantes where they kill each other. And I don't know, that's not all that bad, because if somebody doesn't come and take the job, well, the job doesn't get done. But anyway, I think it's a trial run. Just like you said, Alex, from the very beginning, it looked like a hoax. We were wondering whether it was genetically specific. In other words, was it pointed towards Latin Americans? I don't think we came to any conclusion on that, did we?
No, but the one death in the U.S. was a 23-month-old Mexican national baby, a boy who'd been premature, had lung problems his whole life, and they brought him here for treatment and he died. So no deaths, but meanwhile I have these internal state reports where they're fear-mongering from 3 days ago and saying we're going to level six and all this, which they're now announcing that they're probably going to do, but that we were already at level six. But certainly I've been saying this looks like a hoax from the beginning, but there is the danger that they could use this for martial law. And Bob, Chrysler going under 2 days ago, all of this unfolding, all of this happening, the economic numbers coming in, a contraction of 6.1%. It appears the deterioration of the economy is accelerating. This is another nice distraction from that, isn't it?
It certainly is. And if you notice as well, the Working Group in Financial Markets had a meeting with Mr. Geithner yesterday, who's the Treasury Secretary. And, of course, their meetings are secret, so you don't know what they're rigging. But they've been rigging the stock market, and they've been driving the price of gold and silver down during this crisis so that people wouldn't think there was anything wrong in that area. This is a well-coordinated effort to test this martial law concept, and we haven't seen the end of it yet. I think they've run out of most of their ammunition, and they'll learn something from it, but I don't think they're accomplishing what they wanted to do. I think there's too many people out there, even on Fox, who would talk about the rights of the average American, and that is important. And
well, Bob, I heartily agree with you. Exactly, I agree with you. And that's what we were saying Saturday on the emergency transmission on Deb, and they were really starting to hype this, is that if this isn't a serious flu, and if this is hype, which we said it probably was then, we hoped, and we still hope, and we're not out of the woods completely yet, we'll know in the next few days. If we start seeing a bunch of deaths in the U.S., then this could be serious. But, I mean, usually a flu kills thousands anyways. That'll be normal. Can you imagine if they're shutting the whole country down in police state for one death, what 50 deaths would do, which is completely normal? But side issue there, you know, again, it's not that this is even real. It's that they're making it real. But Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, Janet, comes out, the one putting out reports saying the veterans are terrorists and gun owners are terrorists, and she says, well, this may peter out in a few weeks, but another big one is coming very soon. There will be a pandemic. So I agree with you. As the economy falls apart, I know we're seeing a beta test of what they're going to do to try to sell their overall agenda and keep themselves in power. Oh, you're trying to arrest the bankers? You're trying to take Congress back? Then they'll release a real bioweapon, and then that'll be their cover for martial law.
Yeah, I think you're right. And at the same time, they'll probably crank up the invasion of Pakistan, and they may allow Israel to attack Iran as well. They'll have it all going up in the air at the same time.
And then that way people just kind of go into a catatonic state. They've done psychological tests with dogs, guinea pigs, rats, and humans now, where they put you in a cage and shock you. And, you know, there's one of the cases is where they have rats in a rat maze, and they just keep shocking them and shocking them until the rat finally just gives up and stays in one spot and dies, the one spot where he's not being shocked. And they've done the test where they'll have a puppy in a cage. The Marines have done this test and published it. And it's learned helplessness, as a caller pointed out one time. I'd seen the study, but they reminded me of this. And every time the dog comes over to eat, he gets shocked. And there's one little spot in the cage where he doesn't get shocked. And after trying 10 or 15 times, he'll go over and get in the corner and die and lay down and take it. And I agree, when they finally make their total move, which we see all this preparation for and the world government being announced and the police state and troops at checkpoints and announcing martial law may come for your safety, when they finally make the jump, it's going to be everything at once. What are we going to see, do you think, Bob?
I don't know. I don't know what the reaction of the public's going to be. And I, you know, the longer they wait, the better it is. And the reason I say that is that the worse the financial and economic situation's going to be. If they would have to or would hold off for another year and a half or so, or 2 years to do that, that would be very good because there should be 35% unemployment by then. And there's going to be an awful lot of very unhappy people under bridges.
And so our strength, our chance to take the government back, gets better and better the longer they wait. I hate to be giving them this advice, but I know they're smart. They've already figured this out, Bob.
Yeah, they sure have. And they've made a lot of mistakes. And you know, things pop up every day, like these scandals with Madoff, and now it's all over CNBC this morning that Geithner's not making the decisions. Rahm Emanuel is, and of course, he works for Israel, as well as the president. And, you know, the people are getting sick of this. And then if you take away their freedom and you take away their ability to work and make a living and not have to live under some austere circumstances, you get the seeds of revolution. And I'll tell you something, I don't think we're going to be able to hold the people back. They're not going to get away with this.
Have you seen the new, speaking of the administration, the new People magazine came out with Obama's beauties, and they talk about how sexy and beautiful Rahm Emanuel is, how sexy and beautiful Geithner is. I mean, soon will these guys be like sitting on thrones and royal robes with crowns? I mean, and openly ruling us? I mean, how ridiculous is it that all these criminal oligarchs running our nations are just publicly robbing everyone right now? I mean, how much more degrading does it have to get?
I think it has to get a lot more on the psychology because the American people don't want to really pull the trigger on their own government. They're thinking that they might have to, but it's very, very distasteful. I mean, even for somebody like me who's been in the trenches for almost 50 years. But economics, an empty belly, this is what's going to motivate people. People being told, well, your children have to go over that school over there in Chicago. And you're going to be in a camp in Arizona, and your wife's going to be working in New York City. I think finally they'll wake up.
And that's what they're announcing on the news. Oh, we're going to tell you where you work and what you do, and we're going to forcibly inject you. It's the new freedom for your safety. One person died, so America has to end.
You know, we were covering this in 1966, 67, and 68. All the plans were laid out then. It was called regional government.
And they now admit it is the regional governments that are in control and under the United Nations control. The Congress is ceremonial. I mean, it's in Reuters and AP that the UN is directing the U.S., Mexican, and other nations' responses. And the SPP documents for the North American Union came out, and they say they're going to use flu crises to bring in the NAU. They wrote that 3 years ago, Bob.
That's right. See, we got a war on a multiplicity of fronts. They're all over the place. I mean, you know, you look at my publication twice a week, the links, look at your site, the things that you've got on there. There's this one problem after another. And, you know, we cover them closely, and we can't really even adequately cover them during the course of a week.
Hey, why do you think we got massive, sustained, multiple denial-of-service attacks over our CDNs at our servers, and then when we would switch out so they couldn't hit the servers, they would just hit the entire facilities, clearly governmental? Doesn't the government know that just makes everybody want to visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that much more? And that, you know, basically underlines and certifies what we're doing?
It's an occupational hazard for them. And they think in their arrogance that they're more powerful and much smarter than we are. And the sheeple out there will listen to them and not us. The factor here, the swing factor, is the economy, which they have deliberately denigrated worldwide in order to bring about world government. But at the same time, when they do that, they bring people down to this savage level, if you may. And they know that they're creating a problem. Well, that could create the condition that they want. It's just like interest rates. The Treasury needs them higher to attract more money, and the Fed wants them down so more people will buy houses. You can't have it both ways. And so the Treasury and the Fed are in a ringer, and so aren't the Illuminists behind the throne. They're in the same ringer.
And they know things.
They're not going to have an easy time doing this.
Well, that's what we've been saying. And I said 2 months ago, and then again a month ago, I see them playing the controlled bioweapon release, whether it's fear-mongering or the real thing, because that's the only thing. They don't have to blame it on men in a cave, and then the proof comes out it wasn't men in a cave. They can just say it naturally popped up. Oh, my God, we've got to take your rights to keep you safe from this. And then that becomes the news cycle instead of losing your job. And then it makes the government the savior who's going to hand out the Tamiflu and the vaccines to you and, you know, direct the response. And I really think we're seeing what their response is going to be. And that, as Napolitano said, this is basically just the beginning. I think we're witnessing how they're going to come at us, Bob. And if we get the word out about how they're coming at us, that's going to give us a leg up on them.
That's right, and it may stop them from doing it. So we got to really pound on this and let people know. And all you listeners out there have to let all the people that you know that this is a scam, and this is what they're up to. They want to institute a bigger bomb later in the form of a real killer flu, and at the same time justify inoculations as well as herding people into camps.
Why didn't they just...
Those who aren't.
Yeah, why didn't they just release a regular flu? Why did they release one that's so easy to track that it's designer? Is that like an open threat to people that are informed?
They could have done something dumb too, you know.
Yeah, that was dumb flying the plane to the middle of New York with F-16s 10 feet from buildings. Or was it dumb? Bob Chapman, stay there at internationalforecaster.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We got Alan Watt. I can't wait to get his take on all this coming up at the 8 after. Bob Chapman with us till then. I do need to, before we go back to Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, get a free subscription there, invaluable information. To just remind listeners, I'm a filmmaker. I've written a book, published a book, carry a lot of other great videos and books. All the materials that I think are the most informative and the most dynamic and that will wake people up are available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through to our Yahoo Secure Online video and bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get the Obama deception. The Obama bots are finally starting to wake up. We point out in there that he was already protecting Bush on torture. Now they've heard about it in the news. They're seeing it. They're waking up. Give the Obama bots the Obama deception. Show it to neocons and say, oh, this is an anti-Obama film. It's also an anti-fake Republican film. They'll watch it. It'll break their conditioning. This is made to so the people know who the real enemy is, the private offshore banks. The Obama deception, get it today in high-quality DVD with all the extras at Infowars.com. Also, we've added 12 new T-shirts, and there's all these new ones we're about to add. Just check out the new T-shirts at Infowars.com, big banner at the top. And one of our sponsors I want to let you know about is eFoodsDirect.com. With all the swine flu crazy stuff that's come out, it's just another example of how we're in an uncertain world with the media talking about martial law and, you know, how they want to quarantine people and force inoculations. They just showed me tent cities in Austin they're already setting up, and Hooge was trying to tell me yesterday about it. I didn't even cover it. And I've got another article about incinerators for people during the flu. I mean, you can't make this up. In fact, Hooge, just throw the article up. We're going to play it after Bob leaves to start off with Alan Watt coming up in about 10 minutes. But anyways, with all this craziness going on, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with Napolitano saying even if this is no big deal, something coming up next is a big deal. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods company out there. With the recession, the depression, the talk of war, it's smart to be self-sufficient, to have firearms and food. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, back to the economy. You've got a lot of data on that. You notice how Chrysler goes under 2 days ago, and then the stock market shoots up as the plunge protection team dumps money in. What do you see happening in the short term and the long term?
Well, I think the short term, the Dow Jones has run its course, and I think that's as far as they're going to take it. We're looking at a reverse head and shoulders on gold and silver, which has been being completed right now. They should shoot back up again quite soon. We're looking at the economy is not going to revive. For the next year and a half, we'll probably go sideways to slightly lower. In other words, the GDP, which in the fourth quarter was a -6.3%, -6.1% in the first quarter, will probably be -5% in the second quarter, and maybe -4% during the last half of the year. Next year it might go to even. And that's it. And that's the extent of any revival that they could have in the economy. Right now, it's still on its back. There's been no improvement. And so when they do these things, which should have never been started in the first place, that is bailing out Wall Street, the financial companies, GE, AIG, and then now General Motors and particularly Chrysler, which has been put into bankruptcy, they know because of their own plans that Chrysler and GM are not going to make it. They've already made that decision.
That's right, they have. Back at 70 Seconds, final segment with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. Alan Watt's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Transmission is half over, half full. We got Alan Watt coming up in about 7-8 minutes. Then we've got one of the engineers coming on with the thermite, explosive thermite residue in the towers, getting international attention all over foreign Dutch, British, German, Japanese TV. The whole world's freaking out over this, the information that Professor Stephen Jones first brought out. Now, with more and more scientists getting other samples that are confirmed, chain of custody controlled, big news there. Bob, talking about myself for a moment, and we'll finish up with the economy, because I'm just a gauge of all this. I have this Max Blumenthal attacking me, saying increasingly influential online conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Many gun show attendees I spoke with were convinced Obama planned to usher in a Marxist dictatorship. I have MSNBC today attacking me with some comment on a message board saying, you know, something bad about Mexicans, nothing to do with me. I have CNN attacking me yesterday, calling me a, you know, evil conspiracy theorist. They are really coming after me, and I know why. I'm saying arrest the bankers. They've committed crimes. Ron Paul has agreed. Audit the Fed, in the Fed. And then you get the top politically. You fixed it. And then you can start, you know, reversing things. Do you agree that's why they're coming after me right now?
Well, they are hurting. The information that you're putting out is crippling them. They're frantic. And, you know, they don't know which way to turn. And you've got them running around in circles, you know, screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And that's why you're getting attacked. You know you're being effective when you're getting attacked.
Yeah, when I say, you know, I've got them running around, Bob Chapman does, all of us together, the stuff you've been doing for 40 years, but they certainly are now focusing in on me. I mean, mainstream news is saying I'm like the poobah now, and I don't like it, Bob, I'll tell you. I don't like the feeling of the eye of Sauron looking at me.
Well, you don't have any choice. You selected the right path of truth to bring to the people, and this is an occupational hazard. This is the part of what you're going to have to put up with. And
I agree with you.
That.
But I mean, it's also a good feeling to know I'm already in too deep and there's no going back.
Well, look, you know, you keep on shooting back. Keep on exposing them. You know, this morning I did 11 programs before 11 o'clock.
Amazing.
I'm going to drive them crazy just like you are. And I was on with Gordon Liddy this morning. We're getting to them, believe me.
Yeah, Bob, you're just incredible. You deserve so much credit. I know you don't want it. You just want your grandkids to be free. But I've been doing this for 45 years and just immeasurable. And that's the reason they haven't killed us, is there's too many of us. There's too many Bob Chapmans and Alex Joneses and G. Edward Griffins, and you know the work of Aaron Russo goes on, even though he died of cancer, and all these other people, you know, Lynn Horowitz's and Alan Watts and all of them, that we are kicking their butt, and they know that we're beginning. It's like they've been beating us in a fight, but suddenly it's switched in the eighth round, and if we want it more than they want, we're in the fight, is the way I would put it.
Well, you know, you speak about there's a lot of people out there doing it. We want millions more, or at least thousands more, to help us. Word of mouth is fine, but there's people out there who have the same abilities that we have, and they've got to get in this fight. They got to get in and get publications and get pamphlets out to people and get on the internet and try to get a program. I mean, I sent somebody who I thought was worthy to Ted the other day to start a program. It's important to get in there.
Absolutely. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for all your time, Bob. We know we love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah, Bob Chapman is breaking out huge as well. I tell you, this is exciting, and I am so glad that people are doing what they're doing.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we had to get radio talk show host, filmmaker, researcher, Alan Watt on. Just a great mind to understand the enemy, their psychology, how they operate, what they do. With what is more and more becoming clear, I said this back on Saturday when we first did an emergency transmission, that I believe it was a hoax. And now it's becoming more and more abundantly clear. But meanwhile, the fear-mongering just intensifies. Now, think about it. You can get 30-plus thousand people on average dying of flu, sometimes more, sometimes less, in the United States between 200 and half a million every year dying worldwide of the regular flu. And they're telling you, get ready for the end of all your freedom, forced inoculations, total control for one dead person in the United States. Let's go ahead and play this local news clip off local news here in Austin, where they're getting tent cities ready with Michael Dell, the New World Order minion. Here it is.
Why do you think somebody should sign up to run Congress Avenue?
We're having some trouble streaming that off the web. The problem is that it refreshed. We're playing these ads off the web. We ought to start having a hard drive where we capture these, and then we can just play them, because these stupid news sites, if it's not YouTube or Google, they just have the worst players, and it'll be working, and you try to play it, and it doesn't work. Well, we'll play it in a minute, coming up with Alan Watt, and be sure and send that to the guys to link to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But let's go ahead and bring Alan Watt up. Alan, I haven't talked to you before the show. I have no idea what your view is of this, but I would imagine it's probably similar to mine. Give us your breakdown of what's happening with the fear-mongering right now with the pretty much imaginary flu.
Well, it's one crisis after another. We're just coming through the created financial collapse that rose the IMF to its proper position as a distributor for the world's money. And now it's time to teach the public that the World Health Organization will be the world authority that will guide every country and actually be the ruler as far as medical things go for the entire planet. But ultimately, you must remember the World Health Organization's agenda is to do with sustainable development. Once they have that authority, they're going to move right into the next part, which is depopulation, sterilization, etc., for sustainability reasons. And there's no mystery about this, because when the League of Nations was set up with the same organizations that are in the United Nations, including a World Health Authority, some of the founders at the time wrote about it, and they said that this is being set up to be the World Health Authority, and they must use panic and crisis to get the public to give them that authority. That's exactly what we're going through today. This flu is just a standard H1N1. It was out last year, according to the BBC and to the so-called experts in Britain. Tamil flu is pretty useless anyway. All the hype about Tamil flu came from the pharma companies that made the darn drugs. All their studies are from their paid agents. They give them glowing reports. But basically, you don't need it, because this is a mild flu. And those who are dying of it, and it really is down to 7 proven cases in Mexico, not 107, you find they're compromised already with different other diseases, AIDS, etc., etc. So this is a very, very mild flu. It takes about 3 days. Everyone who's got it in Canada and Britain are told just to stay at home, drink lots of food, all the usual stuff, and it's gone in about 3 days. That's it.
So clearly, out of the blue, they have been fear-mongering and saying, I mean, I've got the headlines, this is the greatest challenge to face humanity.
Yep.
You know, this could be the end. Hundreds of millions could die. And then meanwhile, Mexico's saying between 7 and 12 dead, one dead in the United States, that person from Mexico City. But meanwhile, I've got Time, Newsweek, CBS, CNN, all of these publications, TV saying, get ready for forced inoculations, even if you haven't had the flu. And now they're saying, oh, even if this passes over in the next month, when the flu shot's ready, we're going to make you take it. So I think this is also about pushback. To all the tens of millions of people waking up to how deadly vaccines are, who are saying, no, I'm not going to take it, and they're trying to test the public to see if they can force us to do it. So when they launch the real attack during the full collapse of society, you watch when the resistance to the New World Order starts, when we're trying to take our governments back, they are going to launch massive real bio attacks. Alan, your comments on that?
Yeah, this is, you see, there have been so many studies coming out over the years of the fact that the flu inoculations, every year they tell you in the spring they had the wrong combinations of flu strain, so they were useless. But not only that, most folks who get the flu injections end up coming down with the flu. So people were stopping taking their free flu shots. So they have to do something to get it back up to mandatory level.
And they admit, I keep forgetting to make this point to interrupt, you make me think, Alan. They admit that all these flu shots actually mutate with regular flu out there and are creating more dangerous strains. Mm-hmm. And the Tamiflu accelerates the mutation, just like antibiotics do with the bacteria.
Yes, they're using human beings as breeders, and that's what they use the animals for. That's how they breed the viruses, either in chickens or some other kind of animal, or human fetal tissue. And now they're using living people, and everyone who gets a shot becomes a breeder, and they shed the virus wherever they go. Yeah,
it's just absolutely amazing. Alan, why do you think Napolitano came out and said, oh, well, this one's probably no big deal, but the next one, it's coming. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I know.
And then flying Air Force One through the middle of buildings with F-16s literally 50 feet away. Mm-hmm. And then it came out in memos. They terrorized them on purpose but said it's secret. What is behind that?
We'll never get the whole story. In fact, we never get the real truth about anything, to be honest with you. As I say, we're living at an age where we have so many distractions and crises. And we're rolling now from simply one crisis to another. But what is interesting is that out of every crisis, the institutions at the world, the United Nations, are risen up. That's always the solution to their global authority positions with IMF, the World Bank, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing the same thing with the health. Now, they're on a roll for complete domination of the planet because the United Nations was set up, remember, as a front by the big foundations and the Rockefellers, etc., to be the world authority. So this is the century of change for globalism, where they bring this whole structure in, and they can only do it through crisis creation and offer the solutions, which, of course, was the plan all along. We're going to roll and roll from solution to solution and crisis to crisis. People have already forgotten that trillions of dollars have been looted from them just a few months ago.
And Alan, how obvious is it, and we're going to play this clip, and I want to get your answer to this. As you just said, I'm watching John Kerry last night in the Senate hearing. He says we've got to have a global solution to this global crisis, and the head of the UN, the Secretary General, Mr. Moon, is admitting they're directing the United States and Canada and Australia and all the Commonwealth countries are the ones hyping this up the worst. They're admitting that they're using this, they say, to strengthen the global governance. Let's play this clip of the fear-mongering in Austin with the camps, with the tents being set up for the mass death. Here it is.
And on that note, a modified tent city now being set up at Dell Children's Hospital for those who believe that they have the flu. Fox 7's Rudy Koski joining us live from Dell Children's Hospital with the details. Rudy?
Hi, Loriana. The tents started going up this afternoon. They're located directly behind me. Now, take a look. They're in a physician parking area that is directly underneath the helicopter pad. Now, the tents are expected to be ready for people by tomorrow. They're still hooking up climate control systems, and they're doing this because of a large number of people showing up to get a flu test. By mid-afternoon, for example, the hospital had more than 400 people coming into the emergency room. They usually have about 170. Administrators say the tents, there's about three of them, will help separate those who just may be really sick from those who are seeking other types of medical treatment at the emergency room. Now, once again, taking a look at a live picture of the situation here at Dell, the tents are near, right underneath the helipad and the physician parking area. Administrators here and at other local hospitals are also asking people who want to get tested to stop going to local emergency rooms. The first thing that they say that you should be doing is contacting your primary care physician. After that, or if that doesn't work, then you can go to a local neighborhood medical clinic, one of those doc-in-the-boxes. That will relieve the pressure on especially trauma events at the emergency rooms. So once again, if you're feeling ill or you just want to test, go check with your primary care doctor first or go to one of your neighborhood local medical clinics. We'll, of course, have more on this story tonight at 9. Reporting live at Dell Children's Hospital, Rudy Koski, Fox 7.
Now, by the way, I've told everybody for 11 years that the old Robert Mueller Airport is a FEMA camp, and we have local newscasts saying during emergencies they have 747 hangars with bolts and chains in the floors, porta-potties, cots, barbed wire inside, and I reported it a year before it was in the news. People laughed at me because I had inside sources that put it in. You know, the cops are calling me going, man, you got to see this place. It's a FEMA camp. Then I've got local Fox again going, oh, yes, it's an emergency camp for you. That's in Police State 2, the takeover. This is right next door to that. There's troops running around all over the old airport. Down the street at the old mall, they've taken over two of the major areas and have FEMA in there going back a few months ago. And then you walk up and say, why is Homeland Security here? They say, get back, get back, get back. And this is happening everywhere. Alan Watt, How much more obvious does this have to get? This is all a beta test for when they release the real controlled plague.
It is, too, and FEMA made it quite clear at New Orleans that no other contingency plans would be allowed except their own. In fact, you couldn't even help your neighbor. You were not authorized in rescue, et cetera, et cetera. So you're looking at all power to even save ourselves being taken up by the official authorized organization. And this is also treating the public that is so. This is so. This is the way it will be. And so, as I say, they will eventually one day release something, because the true cutting edge on virology and bacteriology is not in the ordinary medical profession. It's in bacterial warfare laboratory labs. And they've written extensively to the fact that they can create ethnic-specific viruses that will kill certain groups, not others. That's all declassified stuff. And they also are basically, they can recreate a virus within 1 hour and alter it to be a killer if they want to. That's how far advanced they really are. So the guys at the bottom don't even know what's going on.
Absolutely, Alan. Stay there. We'll talk more about this after this quick break. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I wish a buck was still silver.
I wish a buck was still silver.
It was back
when the country was strong.
Back when we had Chrysler and Dodge and Chevy.
Back before Elvis.
And back before the New World Order came in and took over and turned the police into black ski mask thugs. Back when we could still own firearms.
For the Beatles.
And back when we could still have children without getting a license.
When a man could still work, still would.
For himself and not at a work camp. With a pot-bellied commie bossing him around.
The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over?
Quit rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Are we rolling downhill like a snowball?
All right, Burmese is popping in. Alan Watts, our guest. Appreciate him coming on with us with this great insight. I don't want to hear what he has to say about this in detail and how we should counter it. Is this a desperation move by the establishment? Is it a beta test? But yeah, all over the world, if anybody has any type of symptom, the tattletale citizens freak out on them. They have them jerked off planes, panicking. This is the secret police drilling. And I always said they would do it in the name of medical. That's how Hitler started, grabbing people for plagues or medical problems or flus. And then they were mentally retarded, and then they were had medical problems. And long before the camps. And the Soviets did this too. Burmese, give them the new article, then we'll get Alan Watts' take on it.
Yeah, I was just running into the coffee room, and I see all of a sudden on Fox News, this woman is being dragged off a United plane after it's diverted from Munich, Germany, into Boston. And then you see her being taken off by two people in big yellow, what looks like hazmat uniforms.
It's all part of it's all acting. It's all part of theater. Setting up emergency tents, people in bio suits, and they're on the news going, we're going to make you take shots. You know, Alan Watt, they could mind control us maybe with just this little event. Maybe there'd be no deaths, and they would just end all freedom and have everyone in hazmat suits. I mean, do you think they're going for the gold right now, or is this just a beta test?
It's a beta test, but you're quite right there. They could be no deaths at all and still go for it, because I said years ago when they first brought out the movie Outbreak, that was the first movie that conditioned the public. Oh, my God, this could be terrible if we had a real outbreak. It was done through fiction. And I said that all they need to show you is guys in hazmat suits and a stretcher and someone on it that they could do in a studio, and that's broadcast to the world, and we all believe it. That's all they have to do today. It's like the dog, seeing is believing. And that becomes your perception of reality. So it's so simple, but you're quite right. This is a big push to get the public of the world conditioned.
But I mean, how ridiculous, in hazmat suits, and it's killed one person.
I know, and the one person, really, we don't know the details of how they were compromised by other diseases or illnesses. There will be something more to that.
Oh, no, it came out in the Houston Chronicle. He was premature, like 3 pounds when he was born. He always had lung problems and a bunch of other diseases. Yep.
That's it. So basically, this is a mild flu, but they'll use it to the maximum extreme, because you're quite right. They want to train the public that we're so helpless in this brave new world that we can't feed ourselves anymore. The money's gone to the dogs. We can't handle anything. And now we have all the nature is turned against us. Remember what they said, too, at the Club of Rome. We must teach the public that man is the enemy of the planet and nature is at war with man. And so they're using all of this right now to make us feel utterly helpless. But the big global authorities, don't worry, the experts will have it in hand, and we must obey the experts. And believe you me, for the obeyance and help of experts, we will pay dearly for all their help. We have no rights at all at the end of
it. Yeah, notice the more the bankers help us, the more, you know, they gave us a Federal Reserve to end financial problems, and they gave us a depression, and they gave us a National Security Act. Now they're giving us another depression, and they openly are giving us the depression, and they're getting more power out of it instead of just arresting these people.
Exactly, and not only that, as I've said before, Bretton Woods was at part one, and the founder, John Maynard Keynes, said part two will kick in the next century, and here it comes, and now they're going to be the issuers of world currency. Mm-hmm. That was the solution. We're simply living a script, And as we live this grip, the public has to be trained, just trained like animals in Skinnerian techniques, to obey, obey, obey all authority. That's the key to it. We must obey authority.
And they're giving people these mindless phobias. I mean, literally, I've been watching TV shows, and the clips have been sent to me, Alan. Talk about predictive programming. Scores of shows. Burma, stay here. I want you to tell my story when we come back. But I'm getting all these emails and clips of shows where stuff produced a month ago is now airing. You know, it's been taped.
Yep.
Dramas, cop shows. It's all about you didn't take the shot, you're arrested, it killed other people. Or only the CEOs get the flu shots and everybody wants them and fights for them. You know, like they're fighting for the Christmas toy everybody's got to have. And, I mean, can't the public see this is mind control and they pre-made all the shows to be airing now and that this is total proof, you know, that they did it? I mean, this is like insider trading. The CIA-owned companies did Record American and United put options, and then nobody gets in trouble. Now you have all the shows, literally all over TV, about flu as the flu happens outside of flu season, and it isn't obvious to people. Let's talk about predictive programming when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I want Alan Watt to break down predictive programming. You know, I know people that know Alan Watt. Charlie Sheen says he's a great guy. Max Kaiser's friends with him. But he is a gun grabber. I don't like that. And he's going to be running for Senate, he's talking about now. But
you're not talking about Alan Watt. You're talking about Alec Baldwin.
Is Alec Baldwin. Alan Watt is running for Senate, and he's friends with Charlie Sheen. Now, listen, I got too much going on in my head, Burmese, and I'm also listening. He breathed in the microphone. But the issue is Burmese will be live tonight, 9 to midnight, with the InfoWarrior show here on the network, doing a great job. And I'll be popping in with him some as well, because I'm going to be up here working on a film, a special release we're going to be announcing next week, something a little special. But going back to Alec Baldwin is a great actor, and I want to get Alan Watt's take on this with predictive programming. And so I wanted to play this particular clip from Hulu. And if you watch the clip carefully, he's playing the part of an alien, you know, a master race. When he walks in, it shows people behind him being led away dead to have their brains taken. After your brains are taken, they're going to kill you. And they say, you know, it's ridiculous that TV, eats your brain. It only softens it. Hulu takes it all the way. What are you going to do? Turn your TV off? Well, TV really is doing this. The elites see themselves as the Morlock, us the Eloi. They are controlling us. They are doing all of this. And so this is how they are conditioning us. So this is really a very sinister ad as they throw it in our face. And it's funny that we're being killed and we're being brainwashed and we're losing our soul to the television, when in reality it's actually doing that, causing Alzheimer's, all these other things, all the big studies about how it does cause brain damage. They make a big joke out of it in his TV show. You were saying one of many we've heard about, but you saw it, where everybody's fighting to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how they do predictive programming. I want Alan Watt to talk about that. But here is the Super Bowl Hulu ad right now.
Hello, Earth. I'm Alec Baldwin, TV star. You know, they say TV will rot your brain. That's absurd. TV only softens the brain like a ripe banana. To take it all the way, we've created Hulu. Hulu beams TV directly to your portable computing devices, giving you more of the cerebral gelatinizing shows you want, anytime, anywhere, for free.
I only hang out because I want your love. Dynamite!
Mushy mush. And the best part is there's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, what are you going to do, turn off your TV and your computer? Once your brains are reduced to a cottage cheese like mush, we'll scoop them out with a melon baller and gobble them right on up. Oops, I think I'm drooling a little. Because we're aliens, and that's how we roll. Hulu, an evil plot to destroy the world. Enjoy.
Now, but see, there's the big joke there, is that, oh, we're enslaving you, and the guy's laughing, and he's laughing back at him, and then he stops laughing. It's a fake laugh. It's like, look, this ad is a joke on you. You don't even know if Baldwin understands this.
He's dinner, too. You know, I mean, in between the laughing, he gives him that look like, I'm going to eat you. You know, it's crazy. Crazy.
And it shows him in the background taking people they've killed away, and it's all done like in a clinical way. Now, Alan Watt, tell folks about predictive programming for those that don't understand. The government admits and the media admits, like, you watch all science fiction movies, Starship Troopers, that science fiction movie that they just did with years ago with Clooney. It's all about, I want to really do good so I can get a license to have children so I can compete to be one out of 1,000 to have kids. That's predictive programming. They're telling you what the future is going to be, and you see stuff 40 years ago in science fiction. It's what happened today. Explain predictive programming, and then Burmese is going to briefly tell folks what happened on this last sitcom with Alec Baldwin.
It's a scientific process of familiarization to the public. So you can familiarize them with ideas in a fictional format. When it's in fiction, the sensor part of your brain is down. You're being entertained, you think. But it's implanting a possible idea, a possibility of something to come. Therefore, when it starts to happen gradually in society, this actual idea comes into, it becomes concrete and it's implemented, you think it's all quite natural, that we're somehow progressing naturally along a certain path. But in reality, your mind has already been prepared to accept something you would never otherwise accept, because you'd be reasoning through it. True fiction, you don't reason through. And when it's coupled with emotion, every movie, every novel has a character you will identify with, the hero, the heroine, and you identify with them, and you go through things that you may go through in real life with them. When you couple it with the actual downloads, the actual downloads implanted of the idea of something to come, you're now familiar with it. And so emotion is the best way to do it. They call it emotive programming. And in that sense, they can put anything into your mind, especially scary scenarios. So that's
and they will have a set of archetypes. They admit this in broadcast school, of the guy that's the cool kid next door and the info babe and the guy that's the father figure and the mother figure. Or like in the Transformers, the new one coming out, you've got the hero Optimus Prime jumping up on the giant robot, you know, like one of our ancestors jumping on the back of the Mastodon. You know, it's all these preconditioned ancient instincts, you know, almost ancestral memories. And the establishment admits this, that they are programming. And so I've been watching online the old 1980s G.I. Joe. Gold is bad. Cobra believes in that as a currency. Wearing black ski masks is good. The police state's good. Checkpoints are good. Watch children's shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's total. And now they admit G.I. Joe is basically funded by the Pentagon as product placement. And now it's just out in the open. They're programming everything. And then they admit the Pentagon developed video games. Now they're hiring people that are good at the flight simulators to fly the Predator drones. Now the zit-faced kids are 25. They're actually flying the death drones. They're being recruited into the Air Force. Now they're saying, soon within 5-6 years, we're going to have you jacked in with a chip into your brain. You know, you don't have to take the chip. You're just the hero. You know, you're a fighter pilot in your pod 10,000 miles away. I mean, it's all happening. It's all really unfolding.
It's a script. The script was written a long time ago, and the big foundations probably employ more psychologists and experts on anthropology, ethnology, etc., than any other agencies or governments in the world. And they basically are the one, the parallel government is comprised, remember, of big foundations, which are just the fronts for the bankers. And they bypass all democracy. They have their agenda. Their agenda was written a long time ago. The big boys who gave us Brave New World in the 1930s, talking about genetic engineering of a fixed population with special purposes for you'd be designated with your job for life. You'd be created for that job, physically created for that job. It was done in the 30s. They all belonged to the same organization for this world governmental system. A scientific dictatorship was what Huxley called it. And that's what we're going into. And they're using fear. Now, we've all heard about the global warming scams and so on and so on. And again, it's coming from the United Nations, the International Panel on Climate Change. Here's a quote from them. Here's a quote from one of the top guys there at the United Nations. Stephen Schneider, Stanford Professor of Climatology, lead author of the IPCC reports for the United Nations. He says, we need to get some broad-based support, the public support, to capture the public's imagination. So we have to offer up scary scenarios, made simplified, dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts. In other words, terror, terror, terror. It is each of us has to decide what's the right balance between being effective and being honest. And then the other chairman, Sir Hugh Houghton of the IPCC, the United Nations, is giving the global warming scam. He says, unless we announce disasters, no one will listen. Well, this whole health thing right with the flu right now is for the World Health Organization at the United Nations, and it's now their turn to do the same thing with scary scenarios. That's what's happening right now.
Absolutely. Now here's just a microcosm of predictive programming, and it came out the FBI and the Pentagon. This is even on television. I already read about it years ago. One day I was watching TV, I think it was History Channel, did a show about the history of SWAT teams, and said that they wanted to introduce it to the public. They just said it calmly. So they introduced it to the public through the TV show SWAT, and that became the model. And then all departments wanted to be special paramilitary forces, and that the Pentagon and FBI were running it and funding it. And so that conditioned them with an us against them, you know, no longer the guardian, no longer the peacekeeper, no longer of the people, now a separate group. And you saw that in all the children's programming. But tell them just about the show with Alec Baldwin, not Ellen Watt, with Alec Baldwin, where they're all fighting to get the flu shot. And we checked, this was shot months ago, airing last week, perfectly to coincide with all of this. I mean, again, lady, and then I'm getting all these YouTube clips of other shows simultaneously doing this, just like the movie Pearl Harbor comes out right as 9/11 hits, where, and they say, oh, it's just like Pearl Harbor. And, of course, the actors don't even know this, but this is the psychiatrist, the psychologist doing this. Tell them about it.
Yeah, if people don't know, 30 Rock is basically a spoof of Saturday Night Live behind the scenes. And what happens is people start getting the flu in the office, so everybody starts freaking out. And, of course, the CEOs, the big rich guys, are the only ones that can get the vaccination. So everybody's trying to weasel around and get the vaccines from the CEOs and be the chosen few that won't get sick from the flu. And then, of course, by the end of the show, the CEOs are okay. They took the shots, and everybody else is sick with the flu, giving out that message, you have to take the shot if you want to be okay. And if there's anything I learned from G.I. Joe Jones when I was a kid, is that knowing is half the battle. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell people the truth so they know what's going on.
Absolutely. And the other half's being willing to take the enemy on. But, I mean, Alan, how, I guess this works for the American Idol crowd, but don't people know they're being programmed constantly? Don't the actors like Alec Baldwin know that they're programming people to want to go out and take shots? Or do these people just say, hey, I'm going to join the dark side. You know, I like being part of the elite. It's fun to get it over on the people.
Well, he knows. He knows. I know because I've seen him on Jay Leno and other shows, and he comes out with this little devil's corona sign with his forefinger and so on, right in the camera, in fact. So much so that Leno even had to push it away at one point. So, yeah, he's well aware of what he's doing.
Really? So Alec Watt, Alec Baldwin, goes on TV doing the Diablo a lot?
Yeah.
And then you're saying he was doing it in Leno's face? And Leno's
he put his hand right up to the camera lens, and eventually Leno had to push it away.
Good God, what on the world is going on? I guess they just love the power trip.
Oh, they do. They do, especially when you're dealing with an ignorant public. Who are into the mind control upgrading. The general public have no reality at all except what comes across that media. And that's what Brzezinski said in Between Two Ages in the 1970s. He says the public are being trained to accept that the media is there to do their thinking and their reasoning for them. This has been accomplished.
And this fear-mongering, again, is a beta test of that, with Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, saying this probably won't be a big deal, but another one's coming soon.
Yeah.
Is that to condition the subconscious to then think she's the great leader we can trust? Because after all, she predicted it.
That's right. It's all stage set for the general public to think it's all quite a natural progression as this all comes forth and the right people are put into the right positions to protect us. We're being trained as children and to accept that we're children. And to allow those mature, special people, the experts, to rule our whole lives from birth to death. That's the whole point of the scientific era, the century of change. That's what it's all about.
And the elite, they're willing to make the hard decision and give us the cancer virus injections and poison our water. And, you know, the elite even say, well, the future doesn't need us. And, you know, we've just got to be cold-blooded and scientific that these people have to be culled and killed. Mm-hmm. And then they'll even say, look, you even warned them, Alex, and they don't listen. They don't understand.
Yep.
So, see, that's the evidence. We have to go ahead and do this to them. And it's just so sick to watch them mutate humanity and to take all of our weaknesses and to amplify them. Mm-hmm. It's just so hellish, Alan. Where do you see the economy going the next 4 or 5 months? I mean, it's really accelerating downwards. They're saying the new Bank of the World, the carbon tax will save us. As things get worse and worse, as people begin to revolt, what do you see them doing? Launching new wars, a new bio attack? What do you see happening?
What they expect is what they've told us themselves. The U.S. military, right after the British think tank for the British and NATO military, put out its 90-page report for the next 50 years for scenarios of what's to happen. They say there's going to be riots beginning around 2010-12, and they'll escalate. There'll be riots over food, riots over poverty, riots over everything, basically, because they bring the Western countries down financially into a sustainable living pattern. That means vastly reduced consumption. That's what's all through the United Nations documentation from every one of their departments. So this is what they have told us is going to happen. So they're going to make it happen, obviously. And people will never revolt, and this is a sad truth, until if there's no organization, people will not revolt. And And even then, it's sporadic when they're against the wall. People don't like to buck the system and fight and kill. It's a nasty enough idea. But unfortunately, if there's no organization against this, you'll have sporadic riots, which is just a disorganized mob. And they're already prepared for that. They've been preparing for this for 30 years by building up SWAT teams, by bringing the police into the multi-jurisdictional task forces, sending them off to Iraq, by the way, where they get training, bashing down doors. It's been declared on Canadian television. Lots of our cops have had this training. And they work with the military in the same uniforms. Then they come back to Canada, and now they double up as the special SWAT.
And now they've announced on Canadian TV and print that, oh, the Army's just going to patrol the streets now to stop drunks and crime. And
yeah,
they announced the same thing here, and you're right. And if there is sporadic rioting and things, that will only help them, you know, then tell the chicken-neck, fluoride-head yuppies, oh, look, see, we need a police state because of rioting. And they'll say that's what caused the stock market to plunge today was the rioting. It wasn't the bankers. It was the rioters, Jason Burmes.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they'll make up any excuse for the economy failing. I mean, I had Obama on stage in his fake State of the Union saying, you know what? All these high school dropouts, that's what's causing this economy to go down, and that's just not going to be a choice anymore. Then you read the GIVE Act, and you realize everybody's going to have to graduate high school. As they're going through middle and high school, they're going to have to do mandatory service. On top of this, you're going to have to go to a trade school after high school if you don't want to go to
college.
Yeah,
they're saying even if you're homeschooled, you're going to have to show up and serve the feds. Alan, this is going to be just a hellish system, but I guess all the dumbed-down people who just bestially want authority, they're going to love the uniforms and the power they're given to then parasite on the rest of us. This is going to be sick.
That's true. There's no doubt about it. Once you're in a uniform, you're part of a fraternity. That's why militaries have used this technique of uniformity for so long. You are conditioned into being part of a brotherhood. The only guys you can trust are the guys in the same uniform. And you're told from the beginning you're now special, and you certainly get special privileges, etc., and you have a certain amount of a protection against the things that you might do the citizen couldn't. So you're right. We're going to have the exact things they showed us in all the scary futuristic movies and sci-fi, a big police state worldwide, a world governmental system, and masses of poor people at the bottom. That's exactly what they're bringing in for sustainable development, supposedly.
All right, Alan Watts, our guest. We'll talk more about the fear-mongering, the flu, the new Bank of the World they're setting up. Jason Burmes, you'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. TheInfoWarrior.com is his website.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Alan, I know that the New World Order crowd moves slowly because they want to test things, gauge things, beta test. They admit that. You know, read that. You cover that in all your great research at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. But, you know, I'm seeing desperation in their eyes. I know they've got all this science and all the slick ways to control us, but more and more people fundamentally don't like the system and don't like what it's doing and are saying no to anything and everything they push. I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel that is not an oncoming train. What are solutions in your mind and your prognosis? I mean, is there anything good at the end of this? Is there any way to get out of this, in your opinion?
Being led by specialists in every area of their lives and start reclaiming their own personal sovereignty to begin with. You see, we've been conditioned, not just in one generation, but over a few generations, that we are nothing special. Remember what Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, said. He said we have to condition the public and to get them used to the idea of the dehumanization of human life. Before that, human life was at the pinnacle. Everyone had rights. You were a spiritual, physical being. And said we want to get rid of that idea and make them think they're just one other animal. And through about 40, 50 years of intense propaganda, nature shows especially, all put out by the big foundations, we've been trained we're just another animal, nothing special at all. And because we're one of an animal, we have specialist animals above us who are better animals, more elitist animals and intellectuals. We should obey those ones. That's just what the whole thing is about.
That's right. And humans are bad and we have to be punished and humans are a disease just like that Club of Rome document from the early 90s, written by the current head of the CFR, Richard N. Haas, and it's more important, the brainwashing, even in the inner party, isn't it? A lot of the higher-level minions really believe they're doing a sacred work, putting cancer viruses in vaccines. Yeah, because we're bad. They've got to kill us to save the Earth, and after all, we're all just blobs. We're all just animals.
Hey, Charles Galton Darwin put it straight out in the 1950s, and he was a top physicist. Grandson of Charles Darwin, he said that we must eventually start either euthanizing or sterilizing the masses, he says, because otherwise they'll bring their bad genes up into the good gene pool and destroy the good gene pool. This is how they rationalize what they plan to do. This Ted Turner, one of the big propagandists for the United Nations, we think these guys are all independent. They're not independent. In fact, they're brought up to be cultural leaders through the organizations and television systems and so on that they run. Ted Turner says at the United Nations, he says, a total population of 250 to 300 million people worldwide, which is a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. And he's the founder of CNN and a major UN donor and spokesman. The Club of Rome and their goals. Now, they have goals for mankind. This is not a wish list. They have goals set during a 10, 20, 50-year time period. They have long-term goals. This is a total population. They said the resultant ideal sustainable population is hence more than 500 million, but less than 1 billion. And that's in their own report called mankind. We better realize that these guys are deadly serious, and they have the funding of the big five foundations, including the Rockefeller Foundations, to bring all this about, and they're doing it.
Alan Watt, do five more minutes with us. We got to get you up for 2 hours in the very near future. Do five more minutes with us. Then we have Niels Herit, associate professor of the Department of Chemistry, University of Copenhagen for 37 years, doing his own study and finding what Stephen Jones and others found, the nano superthermite in the wreckage of the World Trade Center, the explosives used to blow it up. This is big international news. There's a blackout here domestically. We'll break that blackout straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Alan Watt, and we're going to focus in on some big 9/11 news. You know, we can't let this bird flu hoax that's giving them a police state, training the public for martial law, always introducing that idea for different reasons, terrorism, bio-attack, natural flus. We can't let that act as a smokescreen for the global carbon tax they're trying to pass in the U.S., the anti-gun treaties that'll ban reloading and many types of rifles. This is happening right now. The new Bank of the World being set up will pay our carbon taxes, too. The Israel saying they're about to attack Iran. It's all there. Pakistan saying nukes are missing with no evidence, totally made up. We have to continue to focus on it all and to expose these people. Alan Watt, you were getting into their goals and what the eugenics, I mean, simple. The eugenicists set up the world government on record. They're getting their world government right now, but not without a lot of people saying no. But the establishment said, as you know, 75, 80 years ago, that there would be a lot of, quote, beautiful, well-meaning people that had to die who would not want the new world order. And H.G. Wells said, we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
But again, I really think that if we break the spell of mind control, we can beat these people.
We'd have to. And what we realize, too, is that these characters that claim that they're at the top go to the bathroom the same way as we do, and they go through all the same things. As they are not superhuman. They're just human beings and psychopaths who do believe. They believe they're superior, but in all reality, they're no more superior than any of us. We're all pretty well the same. So they have no rights to dictate how we should live. We have just as much right to dictate our own way of living and by ourselves.
But they have,
that. We're going to reclaim that right and say, no, get off my back. You can't tell me what to do. Go back and rule yourself. I will rule myself. That's what we have to do.
But, and I agree with you, they are hungry. They love the power. They love the control.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good people that are actually more intelligent than them. Just good people aren't that hungry. They don't enjoy crushing people. They don't want more power. Once you get a nice house and decent car and great wife and kids, you don't want any more. You don't want to go screw people to get things. They do. So I guess we've got to get our survival instinct to kick in.
We must do that and very, very quickly and start caring about each other and about ourselves because, you see, the had a war on us and the family to isolate us all, isolation from us, each other. We all sit in front of computers, TVs, but we don't talk. And we've got to start communicating to each other and realize we have people living around us that we're supposed to communicate to and be part of and care about. And see, when you have something to care about, you will fight for it. That's why they have to destroy the family unit. Men would fight for the family, and they know that, and that's why the first target was the destruction of the family unit. They said that in their own writings.
CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Tell folks your European mirror site for when you for when the other one gets hacked.
Yeah, it's alanwattsentinel.eu, and they can get pretty well everything that's on the Sentinel, the other
site. And there's hundreds of audios and your books and DVDs, and folks should also buy some of that and support you because you're doing invaluable work. You know, Alan, let me say bye to you during the break because I had mentioned some things to you a few months ago, and now I'm more sure than ever that I want to work on something. Let me talk to you during the break, and then we've got our next guest coming up. But in the minute we've got left, because you always spur so much thought here, you're in your gut analyzing this. Do you think this flu thing right now is a total hoax?
It's a hoax, but here's what David Rockefeller said at the Club of Rome. Now, he's the executive manager of all these foundations, these front foundations. He says, we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. Not reality, but crisis, you see? So they're using this, as I say, to gain more power over the public who are being petrified and punch drunk with conflicting documentation. And when they're conflicted like that and punch drunk, they're easily led. They'll cry, save us, and the world authorities will say, okay, now here's, we want it all signed into laws that we have power over you. That's what they're after.
Amazing. I tell you, Alan Watt, I've done so much research, and to hear you putting it out so smoothly and focused and expanding on it, I know what you're saying is accurate, and I just want to warn people, we really appreciate you joining us. Let me get you back up for a few hours so we can really get into depth in the next few weeks. There's Alan Watt. We'll be right back with our next guest, key information straight ahead, and a recap on the latest martial law news. Stay with us.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are over 1,000 architects, engineers, physicists, scientists, chemical engineers, structural engineers, and then airline pilots, fighter pilots, the former head of Star Wars program, all coming out saying 9/11 is an inside job. The plane stood down. The buildings were blown up. The former German defense minister, Andres von Mueller, we first interviewed him about 7 years ago before his book was even out called The CIA and 9/11, where he details how they did it. In fact, I want to get Andres von Mueller back on. And, you know, they're just counting on the American people not being able to face the horror of this. But if they take 4,300-plus foster kids, declassified public, and radiate them to death, kids they'd stolen from parents, killing them, that's our own government. They wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11 to get a police state, attack all these nations, take our rights. So this is what we're dealing with. Niles Herod is just an amazing individual. He's one of many other scientists, and these are published peer-reviewed reports who are going out, you know, with the samples that have the custody chain control and testing it, and it's explosive thermite residue in the towers. Now, we've also had the Underwriting Laboratories engineer on, Kevin Ryan, who saw their internal reports how the towers had to be blown up, spoke out about it, and got fired. We have him coming out and pointing out that the key people at NIST that are doing the whitewash just so happen to be, of only a few dozen people, the world experts for NASA and others in exploding thermite. And it turns out unconventional insulation was put on in 99 in Tower 1, 2, and 7, where the CIA was based in 7. So very interesting to have that going on with just a basic investigation. So Niles Herod, been an associate professor of the Department of Chemistry, University of Copenhagen for 37 years, wrote a scientific peer paper with 8 other authors titled Active Thermitic Material Discovered in Dust from the 9/11 World Trade Center Catastrophe, published in the Open Chemical Physics Journal. The paper by Herod concludes that the chips consisting of unreacted and partially reacted or detonated super thermite are present in the samples of the dust. Of Hoffman's essays were written to help explain the findings of the paper to the layperson and to examine a hypothetical scenario involving the Herod paper's findings. And there's links to all that at globalresearch.ca. We have those up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So Professor Niles Herod joining us from University of Copenhagen. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
I'm here. Thank you for being on your show.
Yes, sir. It's good to have you. Okay, you got the floor. Tell us about the research, the papers, explosive thermite, what we're dealing with, why you got into this research, what the findings were.
Well, we're dealing with the dust, which was produced when the World Trade Center collapsed. These were thousands of tons that everybody has seen when the towers and Building 7 came down. Now, this dust, when you see the material, it's kind of dull, gray, olive green powder. And if you imagine this in a plastic bag, what we have done and other peoples have done was to take a very strong magnet and you pull it along the plastic bag. And along with the magnet, some stuff comes up the plastic bag when you pull the magnet out of the bag. And this is magnetic. What you extract by the magnet is magnetic. Now, if you take a look on whatever comes up with the magnet, there are two very important components of whatever you extract by this. One is some tiny spheres of what would you call them in English? Tiny balls. Tiny spheres. Is that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, today I'm not too good at English because I was getting your name wrong. I know it's Niels Herod. So please continue, Professor. Yes, there are these teeny little balls that are given off during the thermite reaction as Professor Jones found, but you separately did your own study on this and had similar findings. So, yes, that's correct. Yeah. English. Go ahead, Professor.
That's the one thing. And these tiny spheres are mainly composed of iron. And they are in themselves a proof that some thermite has been used, because these are the remains of the thermite after the reaction. This is reacted thermite. Now, the new thing is that along with these metal iron spheres are some tiny, we call them chips. We call them red-gray chips because they're red on one side and gray on the other side. And the largest of these chips you can just see with a naked eye, they're about 1 millimeter. And but the majority of them are so small that you have to get them under a microscope in order to see them. That is, they're less than a millimeter, say 1/10 of a millimeter. And and they have a red side and they have a gray side. Now, the red side is the interesting side in this connection, because in that we have found the ingredients of thermite. And the most important ingredients is iron oxide, which one variety of iron oxide is rust. And this is known by most people. And the other component is aluminum. Now, it's very important that these two ingredients are there as tiny, tiny particles.
And those are the exact accelerant, correct, Professor, that makes normal thermite become explosive thermite, correct?
No, not quite.
Okay, go ahead.
Because if we leave the thermate for a minute, and you're mixing up thermite and thermate. So until further, let me call it thermite, which is the material which has a lot of energy. Now, this energy can come out either as heat or in a chemical reaction where you get a pressure, where gases is involved. This is what happens in an explosive, dynamite or TNT, whatever. In an explosive, you have a reaction which gives off gases, which has pressure, which is a kind of a punch, or you knock things into pieces.
A push.
Okay, it's a very hard push. This is how an explosive works. And the reaction, the chemical reaction, produces a gas at high pressure. But the energy in the thermite can also be released as heat. And this is a tremendous amount of heat. If this is the way it works, the point with the nanothermite is that the other stuff you put in can make it work either way. That is, you can get the energy out as heat, or you can get the energy out as pressure, as an explosive.
Ah.
And regarding the red chips, we do not know, actually, which function it has. This has to be cleared up in future investigations.
But is this clearly a foreign substance? I mean, do you agree? Does your research concur, or with Professor Stephen Jones' research, that this is the thermite reaction, and that it has the same, when they do that spectrographic analysis, that it has the same signature as the thermite and thermate that they've tested?
Excuse me, I didn't get the question. What do you mean signature? This is thermite, and
yes,
it certainly should not be there.
Yes, okay, exactly.
This is definite, and it is a very advanced variety of thermite. It's nanothermite. So this stuff definitely should not be there.
Yes,
and one of the major point or result of our conclusion is that those who put it there should tell us when, how, and why it got there.
Well, people, Professor, always ask, how could Al-Qaeda get into Tower 1 and 2 and 7? 7 was FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, IRS, what was a National Security Command Center, the largest CIA sub-base outside of Langley, Virginia, in the world. And I wonder how Al-Qaeda snuck into the CIA base and did that. Yeah. I wonder why the media didn't make a big deal about this. You know, you got thermite in Tower 1 and 2 and 7, according to others who found it. But I mean, I'm digressing here. So this is thermite. It's in there. Other people found this and tested it. What does this mean to you?
Well, this means, basically, I can see this is, we can all agree that a crime was committed on September 11th. This, I guess, everybody can agree upon. And in my view, this crime has never been probably investigated and far from solved. So what we are providing as scientists with this work is the forensic evidence for this investigation, which has to come. And if I may repeat that this stuff should not have been there in the dust. That's obvious. And those who put it there should tell us how it got there and why it got there.
Professor, how does this... Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, this is energetic materials. And if I may finish the thermite discussion.
Yes.
Because thermite is what I told you before. Thermite is a special variety of thermite in which you put sulfur in. And it has the ability to lower the melting point of steel. So if you put sulfur in, the obvious purpose is to use the heat developed to melt steel. And I think it's very obvious that this is what happened in the towers, where you could see molten metal pouring out.
Stay there, Professor. Professor Herod, Niels Herod, please stay with us. We'll give out any websites or other key places where folks can read your paper. We really appreciate you joining us. Back after this quick break. We've got you until 45 after, sir. Infowars.com. Hope you are listening to what you're hearing here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
There's been a lot of new developments in the swine flu hoax. It's pretty much sure now that it's a hoax. And we start seeing a bunch of deaths early this next week, then still, I mean, the regular flu kills a lot more than that. All this grandstanding, all of this, it's a big distraction from other issues, like the one we're covering now with Professor Niels Herit, just an amazing individual, wrote a scientific paper with eight other authors titled Active Thermetic Material Discovered in Dust at the 9/11 World Trade Center. Professor, before we go any further in this segment, the next with you, are there any particular websites? I mean, I know Global Research about CA has your paper posted. I know that Journal of Open Chemical Physics Journal has it posted. Do you have a personal page or a site you'd like to tell people about?
No, not really. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. No. I was just, just offering. Now explain to us, how did you get interested in this to research it and look at it?
Well, I got hooked on the 9/11 story when I saw Building 7 coming down. And this was the revelation, like, I think it was 2.5 years ago. But accidentally, I saw Building 7 going down on a video disc my wife had gotten. And from that moment on, there has been no way back. It's as simple as that. When you as a scientist see Building 7 going down, you say, what? And then I had to push the button again and say, what? And I pushed the button 10 times. And my jaw was hanging, you know. And from that moment, if you're a decent person, there's no way back. You cannot lie to yourself and say, I haven't seen this. And you wonder, of course, as a scientist, why and how does this happen? Because as a phenomenon, it is unexplainable on the background of the official conspiracy theory. And I had never heard about Building 7 before. That in itself was an eye-opener. What is this? And this was Stephen E. Jones. You know, the lecture he first gave on Brigham Young University.
Yes.
The Ethics Center there. That was that lecture. This was the first time the situation at all caught my attention. And from that moment on, as I told you, there's been no way back, because I was naive enough to say that if somebody stands up on a soapbox and tells the truth, it would run by itself. But during the next month, I found out that this was not the case.
Yeah, national
so
news.
I've been kind of hooked and sucked even more into it, yeah.
And then you find out more and more, like BBC reported the Tower 7 had fallen before it fell, and they reported exactly how it fell. And so did CNN, and then we found out they were fed a Reuters report of false scripting, and then you just add the evidence on that. But now you've gotten samples, tested it has this in it. I'm sure you've seen, since you've been researching, the fact that NIST happens to have all these thermite, explosive thermite experts working in it, and they're the people, it seems, covering up 9/11. I wonder why they're doing that.
Well, there is an excellent paper by Kevin Ryan on these relationships between different people and different laboratories and NIST. But what I was pretty fast sucked into the science aspect of World Trade Center, and at some point felt the commitment as a scientist to take care of that. So maybe I think probably the only person in Denmark who has actually read the NIST reports.
Yeah, you are sticking with that, and we're going to do a final segment. We're about to break and just come back for 10 more minutes with you. Then I'm going to cover the flu, but Professor, we appreciate your courage. You've been on national television now in the Netherlands. The media is giving you attention. Other peer-reviewed journals are doing similar studies, and the findings are, this was going on. What type of response are you getting from people in Europe? I know I've seen polls where the majority of people in Europe think it was an inside job.
Actually, it is boiling. It's growing rapidly day by day. And it's true, I've been on national television, and there are two clips. Actually, one of them has been posted on YouTube and seen by many people, I realize. And the other one will be coming up very shortly, I can announce.
Oh, and good. Stay there, Professor. We've got Niels Harrit, professor at the Department of Chemistry, University of Copenhagen for 37 years. Joining us. Quick break. That was a short segment. I'll come back with you, sir, talk about whatever you wish. But what is the establishment going to do as it comes out that those towers were blown sky high? Now, what's going to happen? Where's all this going? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, huge new developments on the flu front coming up when our guest leaves us here in a few minutes. But Niels Herod, a professor over in the Netherlands, my parents' favorite place to visit, by the way, in Europe. I've never been there, but I've got to get over there sometime, over there with all the great folks. But, okay, Professor, I mean, in closing, where would you like to see this investigation go now? Because there's other scientists, other engineers doing the same studies, finding the same thing over and over again. No way this should have been there. You know, we originally had the thermite hypothesis by Stephen Jones because of the molten metal pouring out of the sides, because of the oxidization, the sulfidation of the steel. Then he found the little metal spheres that had the exact makeup of a thermite reaction. And then he tested thermate, it had that reaction. And now you've done separate studies. As more and more of this comes out and it gets peer-reviewed, what is the establishment going to do?
Well, hopefully we'll get the investigation we've all been asking for a long time. And I appreciate, of course, the news value of this investigation. But basically, we're just confirming what has been obvious for a long, long time, as some of us know, that the three skyscrapers in New York were demolished intentionally on September 11, 2001. And hopefully, I'm certain, I can feel it, that those who know this is growing by vast numbers every day, thousands of people every day. So when we reach critical mass, it will provoke an investigation.
Well, folks are waking up quicker to this than they did JFK. That took 20 years to get a majority. Now it's over 90% in the average.
We can't wait for that.
Go ahead.
We have to restore, first of all, the power of the press as an independent institution in our democracy. This is the most important thing, to restore the press. And before this is done, we cannot solve the even larger issues at hand.
I agree with you. I agree, Professor. Yeah. We've got to have the info war. We've got to have the alternative media and the people's voice to tell the truth to ever counter this. That's what we're trying to build here. And we're starting to win that fight. That's why Burmese just walked up and showed me three more hit pieces on me today. They are coming after us big time. So, folks, pray for us. We're in the thick of the storm here. And speaking of that, Professor, have you gotten any heat from the university or any threats from anybody from what you're doing?
No, not really. I mean, the situation with the university was settled almost a year ago in a situation where I actually had the opportunity to lay down the facts for my colleagues. And they respect that, of course. So no, that is not a problem. And no real threats, no. No harassment. And I have got, I don't know how many emails since this paper come up, and they are all supportive. It's so nice. Let me get this opportunity to whoever has sent me an email to thank him, because I cannot answer all of them, but they are 99% supportive.
Yeah, same here.
This is fantastic. I can hardly have time to respond to all of it, and it's boiling in Europe, so I have to concentrate on what is happening around here. And
Professor,
it's really moving faster and faster. I can say that to everyone who is concerned about that.
Yes, Professor, I was about to say, what's your new area of investigation now that you have proven independently, as others have, scientifically, that it's a thermite. Where do we go from here?
There's still a lot of things for us to do on the chips. One thing is, as we mentioned in the start, we do not know if the thermite acts as what we call an incendiary, that is only by the action of heat, or if it's an explosive. I suppose that both varieties probably were in the towers. And please notice that we are not saying that the towers was brought down exclusively by thermite. All we're saying is the thermite is there. It's still very well possible that conventional explosives were used, in particular in the last stages. But to me, it's certain that thermite at least was used to weaken the steel structure, because you could see the molten steel pouring out of the South Tower minutes before it collapsed. So, and this is one action, possible action of thermite. And then there's a variety called thermate, which this guy, Jonathan Barnett from Worcester Technology Institute, found in the FEMA report. So this is probably also there. In my anticipation, there could have been used a whole range of explosives and thermites for pulling down the towers. And as of yet, we cannot exclude anything. All we can say is that the thermite has been used there, and it shouldn't have been there. And those who put it there should tell us how and why it got there.
Absolutely. Well, we have to investigate, not just from your scientific angle of what's in the residue, what's in the building. And you're not the only scientist who's had these findings. Now quite a few are doing this. It's just you're very prestigious, and also at a prestigious university, and it's in Europe, so there's not as much demonization. They did try to destroy Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, and others. So they were kind of the icebreakers, too. They hit the ice first, and you're still in the vanguard right behind them. But
this kind of harassment, or what we call it, personality killing around here, of course I'm subjected to that, but I really don't care. I've got grandchildren, 6 grandchildren, and I'm on their side in this business, and this is more important. And I'm too old to care for that.
That's a great feeling to know you're doing something for the right reasons, for the truth, and for your progeny. And so many people are scared, and they're frozen in this feeling of fear. They're scared because they're not truly living and being honorable. And folks, when you just stop caring and say, look, I don't care. The chips fall where they may. I'm telling the truth, come hell or high water, and I'm committed, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but I also understand those who stay quiet. I mean, they have bills to pay, and they have a career, very importantly. So we should not come down too hard on those who...
I agree with you, but if these terrorists aren't brought to justice, the same people that did this are still running things today. They're going to pull new scams. They're pulling a new one right now with this ridiculous bird flu hoax, pig flu hoax. And so they're going to launch more wars. You know, we have got to... Look, Hitler, as you know, firebombed his own Reichstag, attacked Poland, saying they attacked his military base at Gliwice. We know that the U.S. government stages terror attacks. We know the Russians do it. You know, the public has to be educated. I mean, I have Army Field Manual 2004, Professor. That's public, where they teach the Army captains in special ops how to stage terror. I mean, staging terrorism and false flag is so inculcated into our culture, into our government culture, that they're teaching the captains. They're teaching down to captain level. That's a mid-level officer how to stage terror attacks.
Well, I agree. But I think it will work out fine if we just consider this as a crime. And so if people often, I do a lot of talks with the, particularly on Building 7. And I'm asked, now, why do you do this? And my first answer is, well, I'm against crime. Because who ain't? So everybody can subscribe to that. And I think if justice is established, it will go automatically the rest of the way. And 9/11 is really a window of opportunity. It should be considered as that.
It is. It's a window into the underbelly
It's the window of opportunity for turning things around.
In closing, Professor, joining us from the Netherlands, there in Copenhagen. Denmark, actually. I'm getting the countries wrong here. I'm kind of brain dead today. I didn't get much sleep last night, obviously. Yeah, that whole area was my parents' favorite area, is what I went, what I meant to say. But anything, closing comments for folks?
I believe that this is going to break earlier than most people think. I think it's really taking up speed these days. And I can feel it in my, personally, I can feel it in my mailbox. And ask questions to your local representatives. And for all of you out there, write letters to your local newspapers. And your local editors are the key persons in this game. And so, that would be my closing sentence. Go out and ask questions and ask your local representatives and send letters to your local editors. It's going to work if we stay together on this.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Nanothermate Bob in Beverly Hills. One of my friends just text messaged me. I wanted to give a shout out to him. And again, obviously, you're in Copenhagen, Denmark. I apologize for saying Netherlands earlier. I have barely been sleeping at night trying to track this flu situation. But, sir, we really, really appreciate you joining us, Professor. And as this unfolds and develops, we want to have Niels Herit back on the show. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's been nice being with you, Alice, and keep on doing your good work.
Hey, it's been great having you, Professor, and maybe sometime you can come to the U.S. for a speaking tour and I can come meet you.
Very nice. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Take care there in Copenhagen, Denmark. My wife's going to kill me. She actually lived in Denmark for 2 years. I know that's not the Netherlands. That's north of there. But I was thinking about the Netherlands. I've gotten to the point where I can't go to bed even at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and I get up at like 6:30, 7 in the morning. And I've been making a lot more mistakes here the last few days on air. I was calling Alan Watt Alec Baldwin earlier because I was about to play a clip of Alec Baldwin. Oh, anyways, wow. What an amazing interview. Okay, we got Burmese coming in the last segment to hit the latest developments on the flu. He'll be live tonight, 9 to midnight. I'm going to be up here at the office working, so I'll be popping in with any new developments with Jason. And then I'll be back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. with the syndicated main transmission. I'll do internet-only prisonplanet.t. Burmese is freaking out with the new stuff he's got. He's going to come in here in just a moment. I've got to pay some bills here with the people that make this show possible, though. And those are folks like pepperspray.com. We live in an unprecedented, unpredictable world, as everyone knows, and I'm believing preparedness. And they've been around since 1994. They're the best prices I've seen and the best products. Just amazing folks. Pepperspray.com. Check them out. Do yourself a favor. In this crazy world with all the crazy gun laws and things, it's good to have this, where most places it's legal, where guns are illegal and some areas are restricted. They got tasers. They got stun guns. They got high quality pepper spray and mace. All of it. Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com or 1-800-908-9988. 800-908-9988. Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about this great sponsor. You can go to Infowars.com and see Max, little Home Gain orange gorilla, and link through. You can put in your address for free, and it gives you a view of what your house is worth on the real estate market, what the market really considers it to be worth. They have a home sale maximizer. It lets you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. And for 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. I'd use them before they were even a sponsor. Just a great system. HOMEGAIN.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. And let's go ahead now. I got Burmese coming in the last segment. He is chomping at the bit. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because he sold out of the Lakota rounds just a few days ago. He just got in a huge supply of them. But those are going fast. We don't know why these are so hot. Ted's bought them at a very low price. These things are like $25 a piece at coin shops and on eBay. He's got them for $17 and change. With silver being up the last few weeks, I'll assure you I've bought some of these. This is a good deal. Also gold and silver. Now is the time to buy, ladies and gentlemen. Ted's got good deals on that. Ted, quickly, tell folks about the Lakota Rounds.
Oh, yeah, I've just got another shipment in of them, and they're just beautiful coins. They're proof, and they have the Indian face, Indian on the front side and the buffalo on the back. One of the prettiest coins I've ever seen in silver, honestly. And they are at 1771, like you said, Alex, and it's very easy to check on them. Just Google, and you'll find that they're $20-25 a piece. So this is definitely one of the best buys out there, bar none. There's nobody else that has them for less.
And nobody's, these things have been selling out. It's made by the Sunshine Mint. They sell them for a lot more. These things have been selling out, folks. Ted just greedily bought a whole bunch of them, but they're going fast. Get your order in. Now, Ted, are you going to have brokers there this weekend to take orders?
Oh, yeah. We'll be here all weekend long taking orders for these things. And if you could take a look, man, China just came out and announced that they increased their gold reserves 76%.
No, I saw that 2 days ago. Yeah. That's what I was saying when you were last on. China is dumping the dollar, buying real estate, gold, copper, and silver. They're going wild. Chrysler just died, basically. They're going to chop up General Motors, and the stock market's going up. That's the plunge protection team. Folks, again, we're in an uncertain world. The globalists are making their move for world government. They're going to stage crises to get you distracted. We're going into crazy times. I believe in all these sponsors, and I believe you need to call and get Lakota Rounds silver. You need to get gold. Ted, tell folks some of the good deals you got on gold.
Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, I went in to see if I could reprice the francs at today's market prices, and they're actually higher. I have them at $214. Those are at $217.50, and I looked at the British sovereigns. $271 is what I'd have to price them at, even in today's market, and I've got them at $267. So those are really good buys. We also have, if you like the older coins and the silver, we have some Franklin halves, and they're currently right now at $869, and that's also a really good buy. But I can tell you, you take a look at those Lakota coins, and you're going to just love them. They're just great.
Yeah, you should throw one up at MinusResources.com so folks can see it.
Yeah, just put it.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Ted,
put a picture up there. That'd be a great idea.
Ted, have a great weekend. The brokers will be there tonight till midnight all through the weekend. 1-800-686-2237. You can hold this deal till Sunday night. 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. And we've got the number right there on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Viewers, 800-686-2237 or minusresources.com. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me up.
You bet. Yeah, I'm kind of bad sometimes, folks. Here at the end of the show, we end up having all our sponsors on, but they make it possible. Be sure and support our local AM and FM sponsors as well. Those local stations, spread the word about them as well. I'm going to tell you about one more sponsor. We're going to come back with the huge news on the front dealing with the bird flu. Big developments there. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power in hurricanes, snow, ice storms, societal collapse, depressions, whatever the case may be. MySolarBackup.com is a great, inexpensive unit. 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get a couple of these units and run even more of your house. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. Or check them out on the web. Like I said, a great little unit. MySolarBackup.com. The whole, the solar panel, the batteries, the system. MySolarBackup.com. Or again, 877-327-0365. Jason Berman, straight ahead with a report.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Everybody knows, ladies and gentlemen, that the swine flu thing is a big hoax to help sell us martial law. I covered that in the first hour. Rebroadcast is coming up. CBS News, Fox, they're all getting everybody geared up. I break it down in the first hour that retransmits at InfoWars.com. Until tonight, 9 to midnight, when Jason Burmes comes back live with the Info Warrior. And then this show retransmits until Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And if anything big breaks, I'll be back Saturday with an emergency transmission, 8 to 10, like I did last Saturday. But it looks like it is a complete hoax, and that is good. But we're not out of the woods yet with these people because they could stage something else, or they're saying some new flu could pop up. And these globalists love to brag about what they're going to do to us beforehand. Jason Burmes has a bunch of new developments on this front. Jason Burmes, you'll hear tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Sure, and we're going to be covering all of these stories in depth. We only have a few minutes right now. But the top one, or the top two anyway, the first one is company warned officials of flu 18 days before alert was issued. This is the Veritech Corporation. And CDC officials in Atlanta said they were aware of Veritech's claims but hadn't been working with the company. Now, this just shows more prior knowledge. We showed you the company.
The Mexican authorities knew on the 18th, and they didn't do anything because it's nothing.
And then on
the governments are hyping it to grandstand and to divert from the economic news.
And on the 9th, they passed this big $100 million contract for pandemics and influenza with, Santa Fe Aventis.
And it turns out before then they knew it was coming, and we're going to fearmonger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but leave the borders open, but they may have to lock down U.S. cities.
Now,
we're going to leave the borders open, but get to the next thing. If one person's got it, lock it, but leave the borders open.
Yeah, this one is probably the most disturbing for me. Hong Kong seals off hotel where H1N1 found. A 25-year-old man had been staying there. He had the symptoms, so they immediately took him to some other secure location. They quarantined both of his friends, put them in isolation wards at another hospital. But here's the really scary part, Alex. They're shutting the hotel down. They're quarantining the hotel. They're keeping all 200 guests and 100 staff members there for 7 days. You're not quarantining me. I promise you that. This is happening in other countries first, but it's not out of the realm of possibility here. When they're landing planes and dragging middle-aged women off with oxygen masks and hazmat.
Yeah, they're acting like it's outbreak or something, and one person's died in the U.S., Hoax. But again, there's a danger because they're talking about martial law, forced inoculations, even if you're not sick. They are conditioning you for their next move.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next one, the World Health Organization is admitting that the existing vaccines are little use against the new flu. So, you know, what is it? It's Resinol and Tamiflu, I believe it is.
Yeah, those are antiviral drugs, not vaccines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're saying they're not going to work, so don't take them. CDC is admitting that this virus does not have the genes that made the 1918 flu so deadly. That's out of Fox News. So this isn't a big deal. I keep telling people this is a mild flu. This is not a real pandemic. But then they turn around.
But they have death tents set up down the road in Austin. They're going,
Well, they put out these scare pieces. Here's a scare piece. Not scared of the flu yet? online exhibit may help. And then they link you to this online exhibit where 100 million people died, and it's the 1918 pandemic. So they are still trying to fear.
They're now saying 100 million people?
Right here it says, I believe it's 40 million and 100 million, between 40 million and 100 million people.
Yes. Yeah, see, I'm always saying 40 million. I get emails going, you're exaggerating.
Well, it says 40 to 100.
But even goes up. That's what I'm saying. I always say 15,000 die a year. They say 35,000 die of flu. My point is, thousands are dying of flu,
mm-hmm.
and they're literally fear-mongering. You know, thousands die of normal flu.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be telling everybody this.
Yeah.
You know, 35,000 die of flu, no big deal. One person, martial law.
All right, and this one right here. Swine flu source spans wild conspiracy theories. And in this one, they're trying to say that Al-Qaeda and Mexican drug cartels released the virus. Now, we got
to
see.
And then they try to blame us. No, no, no.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Listen, no, I was attacked in MSNBC, bro. They say we're saying this and that we hate Mexicans.
It's ridiculous.
There's nothing about Mexicans other than saying it might be race-specific when we didn't know what was going on. So the media is fear-mongering. We're here breaking it all down. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, with the InfoWire with Jason Burmes. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., unless things continue to deteriorate. And it looks like they're not, unless they declare martial law and go to level 6, which they say they're already at, and try to forcibly inject you. Retransmission starts now with a key recap on the streams at InfoWars.com. Get the free podcast. Keep spreading the word about the show. We're under attack, which means we're doing our job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.